Who the fuck would draw this?
Alright. Somebody really like a brainstorm.
Did we just start?
Yes.
That's the first thing that's on the mic.
Right, well, this better be the picture we use today.
Okay.
It's fan art of Mariahko, a DBZ character that even a diehard fan wouldn't really recognize unless they were a card game player.
That's the only way
hugging
to
a waifu.
No,
it's not a DBZ character.
It's obviously
I don't
self-insert.
Yeah, can't
actually,
be waifus.
Right. Yeah,
because she loves Mariko so.
He's her waifu.
Sure,
husband.
Is that how this works?
It's husband.
Manaru.
Okay.
Manaru.
Anyway,
like, Phil, make sure
hi everybody.
Send the emails to everyone.
Okay,
make
starting
sure
off with a bang. My God,
that's
welcome.
Not the word
to the Cuba Card Games podcast. I'm Dustin Morbido. We're here. Lorraine Ferrillo is here.
Ah!
Robert Lupfer is here.
Hi.
Philip McGrath is here.
Hello.
Kyle McGrath is here. You sound excited, Kyle.
Started with a fizzle and ended with a... Or started with a bang and ended with a fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the other way.
A started shizzle.
With a fizzle and with a bang.
A shizzle fizzle.
That one.
Ugh. Don't ever say that again.
Say it again.
No.
Dragon Ball Z. How about that?
Oh, man.
Who wants to describe what we just watched?
That was pretty good.
It was awesome.
My birthday present from myself.
Yeah,
to
today
Dustin
is
and
we're recording this on Saturday the 21st. I should know that because it's my birthday. Guys, that's how tired I am right now.
Oh
that's
god.
Just how out of it.
That was great.
What was the other thing you said earlier?
It wasn't that stupid, but it was close.
It was pretty dumb.
Oh my god.
What else is new?
So yeah, having a good day.
So, yep, it's been a pretty good day. I can't really complain. Yeah, I'm just like, you know how you feel when if you've like had a good cry and you just feel, eh?
Is that what you did tonight or last night?
No, but I mean, that's how I feel. That's what I feel happened.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I got stood up at prom and I sobbed for a few hours and then cried myself to bed.
Good.
You wake up,
do
though.
This
yeah, really?
I don't know.
It'll be okay.
I feel emotionally drained, but in a good way.
We're going to get through this.
Well, we've had a roller coaster in a couple of days here.
Yeah,
right?
It's been a little nuts.
We'll talk about that, too.
Woo!
Yep. Cause
so
for
here.
Celebration, I hear.
And anyway, yeah, we'll start with the DBZ thing. So, Lorraine... in her infinite wisdom.
We've mentioned this before
yeah,
well, on this podcast.
Got me a wonderful birthday present. Dragon Ball Z Season 7, which...
on Blu-ray.
Which we did not watch because the episodes are terrible.
Yeah.
But it came with an amazing special feature, which was some footage of the guys from the original Dragon Ball Z card game, a thing
yes.
that we are very deeply invested in around here.
Oh, yes.
From these parts.
Uh-huh.
And it was wonderful. Like I really legitimately thought that was great. Like
yeah,
I liked it a lot.
The coolest thing in it was learning that there used to be a brown style.
Yeah, right.
It actually had cards designed for it, and they even showed us one of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most people knew that there was a brown style early in testing, but I'd never seen even a mock up or a text description of any of the cards like that one.
It was a drill that made all of your energies cost
one
stage.
Less. It was like
yeah, you can interpret it both ways,
whatever.
Either one less or one total stage.
You're right.
It'll be in the next CRD.
It was typical Saiyan Saga garbage.
Yeah, it was reported too long, but...
So hopefully in the new game, when they release, like, Set 3 or 4, Brown Style will be in play.
Still time.
I'm going to send Richie an email about it.
Brown Style, you can give him your notes
yeah,
on Brown
Style. I'll be the designer for Brown
yeah, right,
Style.
Yeah, right, that's how one of us will get into the playtesting.
Step
right,
up
right,
and,
exactly.
and take
I've
that one off the table.
It. Here's all of the cards for it.
Yep.
There's
113 cards for Brown Style.
Gotta
do with them what you
the
will.
Last time.
Oh, no, that was good.
One of us even got a shout-out at the end.
Yeah! It was Dustin.
He won something, I guess.
That one time,
that one,
I suppose.
That one day, they gave him a card, a bunch of money.
Some of us have repressed those memories.
That fateful
yeah.
day.
That fateful
I have nightmares
day.
About Austin Ray sometimes.
I'm sorry.
It's bad.
I have nightmares
like
about
actually,
Dustin.
Like,
sometimes.
So? Like,
oh, he
man.
Thought he had admitted defeat at one point in our game in top 8. He was like, well, you got me. You're going to win.
I,
and then
I did forget about that. Yeah.
Nothing like a ball four and then a commie fade
right.
to bust through a wall.
Man.
Do you go back and you're, like, in your underwear, like...
No.
Sitting at the table and
drinking a beer all
along. Ink is flying above you laughing.
I mostly just wake up crying.
Aww.
All
downer.
Of us are around you, like, the music from... The Flying Monkeys music is playing and we're just, like, floating around.
All these people and their ridiculous success mocking me.
What?
Not you, Fro. Don't worry.
Fro's pretty distracted by anime girls
yeah,
on Tumblr,
fine.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the infinite search for best girl.
So yeah, that happened. It was great.
Yeah. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very out-of-context game between Brian and Ake.
Yeah, that was
blatant cheating.
Both using terrible decks.
They're both using garbage decks.
Cheating.
I'm not sure.
That I can't.
There might have been some editing in there.
Yeah, it could have been editing. But they were both using terrible decks.
Yes, they
which
were.
I thought was funny.
Should be ashamed of themselves. So if you're listening, Brian Valdez, your deck sucks.
Also Ake.
But he should know that already.
Maybe.
He hasn't had to build a deck in 10 years.
That's probably true.
He hasn't built a game either.
Did he ever gunsling in Reezy?
He did, actually.
Okay.
Do they actually call it that?
Yes, they
did back in the day.
That was an accurate term.
I mean, if there is gunslinging, which I guess there might be, there hasn't been an official event, so we don't know.
There will be.
Presumably.
If I don't get to play Richie's testing deck, I'm not going to bother going to tournaments. For a draw from the cookie bag.
You'll get a Frieza's Supernova promo.
But you won it from the cookie bag. Cookie bag.
Indeed. Anyway.
Moving
so that's
along.
Cool. Yeah. We still need to do a Dragon Ball Z cast at some point.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know when we'll do that, but we'll
Lorraine's super excited about
it. Oh, totally.
We can have it coincide with whenever OP is actually announced.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
It'd be a good time to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Set 2 would have been a good time to talk about it, too, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil all our secrets yet anyway.
I got this Black Raditz deck build.
Blue Nail!
Real winner, buddy.
As good as Black Raditz.
With Blue Nail.
Black Rat, you're too late on Black Rat. It's,
damn.
If at this point, if you used it, you would be posing off of our old
right.
Everybody that you would be, anything Raditz, you'd be building second because people are in love with Raditz for some reason.
I think Raditz sucks.
Because Red Raditz ball is real, man. It's real.
Alright, we gotta save this. Nobody cares.
Hold it in. Contain your excitement.
Alright.
Yep.
They're not here to listen to us talk about anime card games. They're here to listen to us talk about.
They could be.
What we're
video
up to.
Anime video games.
Right. I don't know if our video games qualify as anime or not, but I mean, I guess they could. From Japan.
No, I wouldn't say so. But anime video games come up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've got a couple. A couple came out as they tend to.
I tried to at least. I actually had to pick the list this time because we did it while in transit here.
Yeah. Make me pronounce the name.
I had to pick one. I look at the list like there has to be one on here that I can put on this list.
We'll get to that.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And other video game news, specifically, I guess, our video game news.
Ah! Yay!
We did a thing.
Yeah. A certain game has to legally be produced now.
That's right. Yeah. Bound, by
backing out.
Bound by law to make video
yes,
games.
To
that's
both
me, Lorraine.
That's an all right problem to have.
Yeah. I can't complain about it. Yeah, our Kickstarter finished today, or will finish, I guess, tonight,
like
technically.
5 hours or something.
But,
6 hours.
Send them a dollar.
It's not too late.
Yep,
not
that's right.
You'll get your name in the credits.
Mm-hmm. If
it's true. This is uploaded the instant it finishes.
I was just talking to Fro.
Oh.
Just Fro, yep. Yeah, we got it somehow. It's
hey, we got it. We have another one. There was another. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're
you guys are the coolest.
Now.
Whoever you are, can you find them?
I don't have a thing.
Oh, let me see if
phone.
I can find who the latest donor was.
What is this, Twitch?
Give you a shout out right now. Doing this live. Ooh. Somebody fill time.
So, Fro, have any top tier candidates for your best girl?
Nathan Morse. You're pretty. You're an awesome dude, whoever you are.
Nathan Morse, thank you.
Nathan.
I've heard that name before.
He's probably related to us somehow. That's why it's going to be, when I do all of them, it's going to be even worse, because I'm going to, I'll know every single person, but then, somehow forget them all, just because I'm the worst with names ever.
I gave you our money, and you couldn't even bother to remember who I am.
If you're going through a list like that, bullet style, you're gonna make a mistake.
Probably
that happens.
Look over it ahead of time.
There you go.
I mean, I'll do that also,
yeah,
but
definitely.
Yeah.
No, don't. No filter. I want to hear it.
I'm still not sure what I'm gonna do with that because I have I might send out you can basically start doing surveys once the thing is completed. So I might send out an email blast asking people what they'd want to be shouted out as, or I could just read them as is because some of them are just screen names.
Yeah.
I think mine's a screen name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we know your screen name.
No, you don't.
What's your screen name?
So we'll see.
Scream name.
Scream.
Starting the next show, we'll start doling those out. But man, seriously, thank you everyone on Earth.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous how great you all are.
Yes, absolutely.
Money is good when it's needed. I hear.
Mm-hmm. Even
games are good when they're made with money.
Supporting a small fledgling game company is like the coolest thing you can do.
It was real weird.
Talonflame.
No! Some gale wings up in here.
It was very questionable the whole time. Like, at the start of this week, we were very, very prepared to not pull through, and then we were just going to, like, figure out what we were going to do from
last
there.
Last weekend was a very dark time. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been nuts. Like, that, I was...
Rollercoaster of
emotion. I was legitimately down. Like, I had to start dusting myself off. Like, no, it's going to be fine. Just stop being a baby about it. But, like...
You're going to be all right, Dustin.
That's right. I had to help. I held myself in a corner.
No, that was me.
That's right.
Did you hold yourselves, or did you hold each other?
That's a trick question, maybe. Yeah. I'm confused.
Next.
This could be taken in a sexual way. I'm not going to bring it there.
Okay,
right. We are engaged.
Go back to your waifus.
So it's not like the worst thing in the world.
I meant the self, not each other.
Okay.
There's nothing
anyway.
No, but yeah, like you said, it literally has been like a weird, like a complete roller coaster ride of just like being tired out by the highs and lows.
I'm pretty sure it's been like the longest month of my life. Like, seriously, since we started this campaign to now has just been like, I feel like March should have ended like a month ago. It's been so long.
March Madness, if you will.
I'm getting madness.
You killed him.
Anyway.
It's just, I never can say enough thank yous.
Yeah, we'll keep doing that perpetually, basically. Uh-huh. But thank you to everybody. It's been amazing. We got some awesome support from, like, people we don't know. We got some awesome support from some amazing new friends that we've made, kind of in our latest travels around going to places and stuff. Mm-hmm. We got an incredible amount of amazing support from people we already were very familiar with. Like, mm-hmm. man, folks really got in our corner, and it's just absurd. Like, thank you, everybody. That's still all I've got for now. And then
we're really just building favors here, you know?
Hey, we're giving you stuff, so.
Someday.
It's going to be more than that.
Oh,
I'm waiting for the envelope with just like a man's photograph and a handgun. All right.
It's coming sooner than you think.
Yep, I guess this is what I'm up for. This is what I open the door to.
Just make a game for that.
Mm-hmm. That would be the most Italian way to kickstart something by far. Like, here's the man that you must kill.
Favors.
Yep.
You can make a website for that.
You make a game about
Craigslist?
Forget about it.
Whoa.
A website where people give you money for favors.
For vague future favors. Yeah. They're called in at
you have
the
just like,
the
it's
donor.
Instead of like a karma system, you just have like favor credits, like. You owe this many.
It sounds like the Death Note, where you just write their name down, send it on a website, and the person just disappears 3 days later.
I think that's called 4chan.
No!
Wow.
Anyway.
Zing.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, but yeah, it's been really great, and like, and totally crazy, and I don't know. I have a different perspective on Kickstarter than I did before. I hope it can still work. Like, it worked out for us, which is, like, we're incredibly thankful for, but, like, some of the other projects that we, like, that are kind of, like, in the same league as us, people asking for, like, pretty small amounts of money, relatively speaking, to, like, what you could ask for to make a video game. Like, they either didn't quite make it or look like they're not going to quite make it, and it's just, it's rough out there.
Yeah.
Like, when Lorraine and I were kind of discussing this and what it looked like we were super not going to even come close, it was just, like, we were kind of adding up the things that were either, like, against us or against your projects in general. And there's a lot out there. Like, one thing was like, the timing wasn't good, just in general, when it comes down to, like, there were some really high-profile, particularly the Peter Molyneux thing, but also some other stuff of just, like, projects that were either failing or, like, clearly going to come way under, like, the things that they were projected to deliver before they got funded. And I think just, like, the honeymoon period is over for Kickstarter in general. Like,
at least on the video game side, I think you could still maybe.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with like other kinds of projects, so I couldn't.
There's a different website you can just ask for donations to fix your car.
GoFundMe.
Yeah,
exactly. And that website
it's very similar.
Really well right
now. It's literally the same idea.
It is exactly
sure.
The same
yeah, and there's like
you get the money even if it doesn't.
Right.
Oh, really?
And there's like Indiegogo, which is kind of like that, where it's like Kickstarter in the sense that I'm pretty sure you like define a time period and it runs for that period, but you do get the money that like you get whatever people pledged if you don't make like whatever your target was.
Right.
Whereas Kickstarter, it's all or nothing. There's at least one more. There's Patreon, which is weirder. Like it's like a subscription basically.
I don't know.
Like you pledge to give someone like a certain amount of money every month. in exchange okay. for they say they're going to do something yeah, like on a regular basis.
A lot of YouTube channels are using that.
Yeah, people on YouTube, that. People on like yeah. DeviantArt who are like, I'm going to make my webcomic, and if you give me a dollar, then like I'll make an exclusive thing or whatever, like every couple right. weeks. Or, yeah. I don't know. It's all interesting. I like that all those things exist, and I hope yeah. that they still find a place to like continue to be a new weird presence in the world of making stuff yeah. like viable that might not be viable other right. ways, otherwise, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real crazy. So, like, let me see if I can pull some of these out. I'll give a handful of shout-outs to other things that are going
you
on
do
Kickstarter.
Like ones that are... Because one just finished that we had kind of, like...
Yeah, Unraveled.
Oh, they didn't make it.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I saw that was this morning. Unraveled, Tale of the Shipbreaker's Daughter was a game that we backed, and, like, we gave out a couple tweets
they,
and stuff.
They had actually personally messaged us on Kickstarter. They're like, hey... We're in this is about the same time. We've got similar kind of like we're both making small games. Do you want to give like a mutual shout out? So we had done that.
And again, we got like not many of those, but like more than you might think. And I wasn't gonna do all of them. Like we definitely didn't do all of them. But like if a game looked like it was something that I actually wanted to play, then right, I did it. Yeah. So I did it for this one because it looked pretty cool. Mm. And they unfortunately didn't quite make it. They got like closer than they could have been though.
What were they asking for?
Like 15, and they got about like 10K. So, I mean, if you're interested in something that's at least kind of neat-looking artistically and, like, may or may not play pretty well, but it seemed cool from what they were describing, you could go check that out. Fro's doing a thing on his phone.
Our bracket's maybe about to do a cool thing.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, we have to talk about that, too. Yeah. All in good time.
The game will be final by then.
There's so many things to talk about, my God.
I know.
But yeah, shout-outs to those guys. Luckily, they're still going to be able to make the game. Like, unfortunately, some cool scope things. Like, they were gonna get... like, if they had hit... originally, it was a stretch goal, and then like, as they became later in the campaign, it was just if they got funded, they were going to get, like, the composer from Secret of Mana to make audio sound songs for their game. Yeah. And like
that's actually more common than you think.
Yeah, they had
that's
some really cool stuff.
Wow.
I like cool stuff.
They had some really cool stuff that if they had made it, they would have like it would have made their game even more awesomer.
Because it was it's an RPG, right? I watched the video so long ago, so much has happened. I feel really bad for Rose Portal Games that I'm messing this up.
Your brain has turned to pudding.
But it was because you're like this little girl, and it's like this either like a stuffed animal or a monster that she's with. It could be both. I'm not 100% sure.
It looks a little like kind of Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
And you fight either with just him or both the girl and him, but you're more controlling like the monster and you're going places.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, go look it up. It had a pretty cool trailer.
There's a link to it on our updates.
Yeah, and they had a demo out that I'm assuming they didn't take down, so you could go try it out if you're interested. That looks pretty cool.
They're on Greenlight.
Yeah, the other one that is still going that I'll go ahead and give them a shout out to was Super Slam Dunk Touchdown.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome. It looks awesome. They were like right across the way from us at GDC.
Yep. It's super cool.
Yeah, it's a really neat looking game. So it's basically like it's another like couch competitive kind of thing where you're like playing two teams of like a weird like multi sport that involves like you can be a football player, a soccer player, a hockey player, a basketball player, a roller derby girl, or a baseball player.
Baseball player is part of what's getting kickstarted, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I didn't actually even, like, look at their, like stretch goals and stuff that close. I was just like, yeah, I'll give them something. So we backed them, too, and, like, I would hope that they would make it, but, like, again, just like us earlier on, like, you look at the math, and it's like, oh, it's probably not going
to
work out. You
have to ramp up.
You could help them by checking it out later. Yeah. So they've got, like, a little less than a week left.
Not much time,
like,
so you
close
get on
to a
that.
Third of
yeah,
what they
Super
need.
Slam Dunk Touchdown. Yeah. I'm assuming they'll have, like, probably 2 or 3 days by the time I actually get this out into your ears.
Right.
So I'll make sure it goes up before their thing ends. But that game is pretty cool looking. And the coolest thing, at least in their GDC setup, was that they had made the game work with the Wii U, like the GameCube adapters. So they had six GameCube controllers.
That's cool.
And that's what you played the game on.
Was it on a Wii U or?
No,
it was just
on
PC version. But it was rad.
I think the guy. Because it's one guy making this game.
Okay.
And he's I think it's his wife who is doing the art.
I don't remember what their relationship was, but...
I'm pretty sure. You talked to her, I didn't, but I think he said it was
Yeah, great. I didn't inquire as to their relationship to each other, but I definitely talked to
passing.
Her. Yeah.
But, he wrote the driver specifically to make that work. Like, he custom did that, which I thought was really neat.
I don't know what that noise was.
And, like, there's, like,
our
you can play with...
produces noise.
Anyway,
you can play with a variety of different, like, balls. Like, there's a football that, like, rolls really weird, and the bowling ball rolls really slow, and there's, like, a hockey puck and, like, a baseball that you're, like... There's a soccer goal with a goal, like, a football field goal post and a basketball hoop at the end, and there's a goalie in there.
This is like Calvin Ball.
Something like that, yeah.
It's madness.
Just make it up.
Yeah, yes. I think I gave them like a Twitter shout out something too, and I just said it's like stupid in the way that games should be stupid.
Yes,
like it is. It's great.
Yes,
you should check it out.
Every single character can dunk.
Good.
Yes.
What's the point of having a hoop if not everyone can dunk?
The hockey player can dunk.
Welcome to the NBA.
It's great.
So yeah, that's also a cool thing. And then they're like, other than those, there are millions like. I'm sure there are dozens and dozens and dozens of other, like, really cool projects
absolutely.
Coming from people in the same position as them or us or, like, anyone
any
else.
At any given moment, even.
I don't remember the name of the company, but all the former Rare guys, they just put up their spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie on Kickstarter, right?
No, May.
Yeah,
it hasn't gone up.
They decided that they were going to start one, basically.
I bet those
guys will do okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're
going to need
it. They're not going to need our help.
I'm going for it.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out anyway.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I'm not even.
Kirk Hope is working on it, and he makes amazing music.
Yeah, I'm not either. That's the thing.
I think the thing I'm most excited for is they have the guy who did all their characters, because I still really like their general character design, and like their like level designer, like the main like concept guys are there, which I think is like the core to all of their like 3D platformers. They're strong, like environmental, like just kind of world building. Which I like the most.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing
like
more of that.
Yeah. And, like, for me, it's just, like, I just want to see more stuff take off. Because I honestly don't, like... Me and Lorraine have batted back and forth about this a tiny bit, but I don't have that, like, that much of a fondness, I guess, for Banjo-Kazooie, like, in the modern day.
It's come up on this.
Yeah, once or twice. So, I'm personally not that interested in that game, like, as far as me wanting to play it. But I absolutely want them to succeed.
Yeah.
Like,
I
want them to make that thing for the people who want it. One of the attitudes I really hate in video games these days that is more common than it should be is just people putting down the game that's not for them.
Right.
Like, I don't want that thing to exist because I don't like it, so fuck that game. And that's just a shitty attitude.
Yeah.
Don't be psyched about the thing if you're not psyched about it, but don't shoot it down either. Just let it pass.
Can I still hate Call of Duty?
Yes.
Thank you. But you don't necessarily have to. I mean, it probably doesn't need to exist in the way it does now. But there's a market for it. Oh,
of course, there's a market for it. I hate the market more than the game.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure
actually,
the games
are
fine.
Very well
produced.
Probably.
For the most part.
Kyle, hate the player.
That's right.
Not the game. But yeah, I just think that's like it's so lame that people like. Either when it's something that's, like, in a genre that they're not into, or, like, the art style is just different than something they like, or it's a weirder, more experimental thing, and it goes down to, like, that's not a video game. Like, all that stuff just sucks. Like, if you're not into a thing, the best thing that you can do to, like, make it more void is to not talk about it.
It's kind of building off of the conversation we were having earlier about, like, really kind of, like, the horrible influx of, like, early access games that never get finished, or, like, just really, like, early on games, or like bad games that people cover incessantly because it'll get them like YouTube views and like it's just no like if you don't like something don't make it more known like
right you're not
you
helping it by
to,
trying
you don't
to
need to tear
on
down
it.
One person who's making a game because they want to make a game and it looks bad right now or it's just gonna be bad
and that's not the same as like stuff like constructive criticism is good or like there's promise here but like these things would need to be improved like that stuff's all still valuable and very important but when it comes down to just like I can get attention by making this thing look as shitty as possible when it already looks kind of bad like that doesn't really serve anyone well
lowest common denominator
so.
You don't like it just don't go.
Yes. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, so that's where we're at on that. Just be more positive. Champion the things that you like and ignore the things you don't.
That can be extended to all walks of life.
Oh, yeah. Every single thing ever.
Touching on some deep.
Be positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay. Just be stoked about the things you like and things
love
will be all
yourself.
Right. Give yourself, right now, give yourself a big hug. Just kind of... If you're in your cubicle right now, everybody else is taking my advice.
At the table, there's some
hugs
going on.
Three of us gave ourselves a hug, and two of us didn't.
Hate yourself.
We're not gonna name names here.
I probably could have told you that's how that would be.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've got the negative Nancys,
right.
And I don't know what
We just feel ourselves, man. Yeah, that's all right. It is.
Mm-hmm. Can I just be a lazy Larry?
Sure.
You don't sound like it.
Can't
up here.
Not lazy enough.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's cool. But it has given me a different perspective on all this stuff, and it's just like...
I'm sure.
I wonder if there will be, like... I hope there's, like, a evening out point where, like, at some point there will kind of just be less projects and some smaller stuff will still get, like, the kind of funding and recognition that it deserves. But I suspect that it'll be closer to, like, the rare... Like, former Rare guys making games where, like, mm-hmm. if you're an established name with, like... years of other products that people have already loved behind you, like,
you're gonna be
you can go to Kickstarter or, you know, your crowdfunding platform of choice and get a bunch of money to make your next thing. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
But if that's the only thing that Kickstarter becomes, then that's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, oh no, definitely.
Don't forget bad card games based on webcomics.
Sure.
Millions of dollars.
Well, that's the other weird thing.
The Vampire Slayer thing. Or no, it was the other one. The other teenage girl thing.
Oh, Veronica Mars.
Thank you.
I recently saw something randomly on that like a day or two ago, so that's the only reason why I knew that offhand.
Sure.
But yeah, I never have watched that show.
They expanded that on Kickstarter.
Yes. Yeah, the movie got funded, I think. Yeah.
That's the part that I saw
about
it.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, it's that there was a market for these people that wanted it to come back, and Kickstarter
made it happen.
I don't know if it's happening right now, but I think I saw something on my Twitter feed earlier about someone trying to kickstart a Perfect Dark movie or TV show or something.
Weird.
Yes.
TV show?
I'm not sure. It just said hashtag film, hashtag series. I'm not sure what that means.
Hashtag give us money.
Hashtag yes.
Fair enough.
Hash brown?
Indeed.
Hash brown.
Hash brown give me money.
Hashtag hash brown.
Hash brown get in my mouth.
Hash brown 99 cent.
Indeed.
Mickey D's.
So yeah, we'll see. Like, it's a thing that I think I'm going to keep my eye on a little going forward. And like after going through this whole experience, I'm also going to try to do my due diligence a little more and kind of... like, check in every month or two and, like, put a couple of bucks, like, even just a dollar or two
back
towards a thing that, yeah, that looks like it might not get funded or that just seems interesting. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, historically, I haven't actually backed, like, I backed a handful of things. Backed Mighty No. 9 and, like, Indie Game the Movie, which was, I think, was the first thing I kickstarted.
What movie?
Indie Game the Movie. It's good.
Okay. It's really good.
I've heard of it. I've never actually watched it. I did watch it. And I had a whole bunch on the Super Meat Boy guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were one of... It was them, Jonathan Blow...
That game took a real bat to the Fez guy, I think.
And Phil Fish is the other person.
I did not paint him positively.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I don't know. I feel bad for Phil Fish.
Yeah.
Like, I think he is, like, one of the... He's one of those nerds that is abrasive enough that, like, I don't think he means to come off as much of an asshole as people, like, as he sounds like sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But, like, he says things off the cuff that can sound really asshole-ish, either out of context or just in his delivery.
Somebody's got to be the bad guy.
I suppose. Yeah, but it's a great movie overall.
It is.
It's really cool.
Really.
Like, if you haven't watched it, you should check it out. So, I guess we'll give a plug to them as
yes.
well. But yeah, it's been something else. So we'll be here, like, still doing this thing. So for anyone who's either backed us or just, like, is more interested in what we're doing,
you're going to be seeing more of it.
Check in on general updates here. If you have questions, you can send them to us here if you like.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. We have podcast at cubicorngames.com, which someday we'll get an email, by God.
That's amazing.
Come on, guys.
This is just to go on a Gmail.
All right.
Make an email.
Somebody's going to be sending us a pity email, at least.
Kyle's going to make...
It's not going to be me.
Stealth accounts.
What happens when somebody steals cubicorngames@gmail.com? It has to be cubicorngames.
Damn!
But you're not using it for this?
We're using it for more of our social media stuff.
Yeah, it's like the catch. It's
Twitter.
The account that like some of our accounts
isn't
direct to.
This
and
technically,
no, we have our own domain name, so we have our own email addresses.
Oh,
yeah, most
at cubicorngames.com.
Wow, I am a networking master.
He's
everyone.
A good, smart person.
Yeah, most of our like business related stuff is hosted on that, like the business emails, like our domain
Mozilla
emails.
Mozilla Thunderbird. Like,
sure.
That's how I look at my business. Because
I was too cheap to pay for Outlook. Yes. That's correct.
That's
it works fine. It reads the emails.
Yep.
It sends the emails.
It forwards to my Gmail so I don't have to like refresh it on my computer all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually had to turn that off. Like directly, it just forwards from the server now. Like a Thunderbird doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
This is no one wants to hear about how we get our emails.
I want
to
hear more.
Please, tell me more.
Business breakdown.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah.
Brass tacks.
One more thank you today, and then many more to come later.
Yep.
But thank you, everyone.
Never
it's ludicrous.
Stop.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
Moving on.
Wait.
What?
Oh, you got a thing?
Thank you guys for making the games.
Aww. Not yet. Thank me when they're done.
You're making them now.
In about a year, you can properly thank us.
All right. Well, I'll give you more thanks then, and I'll even give you money.
I'll write a scathing review.
You'll be that guy. Like, YouTube video day one. It sucks. 0 stars. Kill yourself.
Not my head of
too much water.
So bad.
A waste of money.
He's going to be the heater. He's going to get you guys all the sympathy. By
exactly.
The first world has too much water, and the second world doesn't have enough.
Did anyone else see that IGN review of Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire?
No.
I think it was Eris GameSpot or something. I don't
know. I
want to
hear it.
Those are typically terrible.
I forget. No, it was IGN because they had their like pros, cons sections. Because
there was just like, it was like 8.0. One of the things was just too much water.
That's a legitimate criticism.
No,
of Pokemon.
I actually think it is too, but it's funny looking when they
like
sent
if
that
it was
screenshot
really
out.
Just that
too much water.
That's been like the opinion of those games since like 2000.
Since it came out,
whenever they came out, right?
3 different water-based HMs.
How did? What did they say about the brass in the game?
Didn't they tone it down finally?
I don't think they
did. Who wanted that toned down?
Nobody mentioned
it.
I
wanted
it
turned
up.
I really did. That was my favorite.
I don't want to get on the back of my freaking water Pokemon. Get out of the way. Horns on the way.
You could ride on a Sharpedo and go faster with, like, maybe no encounters.
The one picture with, like, the Wingles with the trumpet.
I love that.
And, like, it's just so good. I like the soundtrack to the first.
I don't hate it.
I wish
I liked it better than,
did,
I think, any soundtrack after it.
I wish they had done, like, the Heart Gold
Except
and Soul Silver things where they had the Game Boy sounds.
Yeah,
they
cool.
didn't, and it still blows my mind.
It's too bad.
It takes a small amount of effort.
It's true.
This is the Pokemon B team.
But if you even think about it, though, when they released all of the soundtracks on iTunes...
Yeah, they're on iTunes now.
The original soundtracks are there. Like, the Ruby and Sapphire soundtracks are on there, so they've touched them recently.
Don't want to put it in the game. Not enough space.
True.
Like, there was enough space in Tales of Hearts to put the English and
Pikachu
Japanese.
Took up a lot of memory.
Mm-hmm. I don't even understand cosplay Pikachu. It's so weird.
It's blowing your mind even
knows
now.
Their audience.
Yeah.
I guess.
I've gone to, like, cafes and seen people dressed as Pikachu before.
Mm-hmm. You go to a cafe in Japan
Pikachu
where everybody's dressed as
that's
Pikachu.
Probably my
it's
that's
adorable,
probably really
my
the only one that I like.
Giant Bomb got me.
I don't even know the other ones.
There's, like, Scientist and, like, Southern Bell.
Pop Star
or something like that.
Southern Bell is definitely my favorite.
Well, they all had a special move, too, right?
Yeah, they all got, like, Luchador, I think, has, like,
Flying
Press or something like that.
That's
they all
the
have,
they
like, unique attacks that they can learn when they're in these costumes.
Pikachu's still not viable in any way.
No.
But
he's got a lightning orb.
Blam, blam, blam. But how
fart noises that lightning orb. I'm assuming
I
has played Totodile.
We might have even talked about this on this very show before this, but... Pikachu wasn't designed to be the mascot for Pokemon, right? They just kind of picked him out of the lineup.
Clefairy.
It was. I think it was Clefairy.
It was definitely.
I thought it was Jigglypuff.
Nope, it was Clefairy.
One of the round pink ones.
Yeah, they're the same.
They are basically the same, but it was Clefairy.
I think it was even. It was in Japan. They didn't go crazy over Pikachu as much as they did in America.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then,
it's real interesting.
That might not be true, because they definitely knew Pikachu was the one by the time they started running their
anime. Yeah, when the anime kind of picked their horse at that point.
No, well,
yeah.
Clefairy was supposed to be in the anime instead of Pikachu.
And the Korean animators are like, it's hard to draw.
take all these cells out back and burn them.
Start over. I'm so sorry, Korean animators.
Clefairy,
for some reason, one of you is
on the Spearow.
What are you doing? It's an anime.
I just want.
Fro's got some work he wants done.
Just draw me an anime background. It's fine. Whatever.
Okay. I want someone to go, like, I think we have mentioned the Full House Without Michelle on here before.
Mm-hmm.
I want the opposite, where they take Pikachu out and put Clefairy in.
Replace.
Maybe just like the
Clefairy flying across the screen and electric bolts
that, exactly.
Out
that's all I want.
That's what they
should have. Against, like, the Spearow. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
I want that.
That's what they should have done with the like, Red Blue, like, where they did the anime, like, miniseries.
Oh, yeah,
with the based on the games.
That
they should have just made Clefairy the main Pokemon.
Guys, how come we still haven't seen the Mega Battles?
I heard they're doing another one.
We have. We watched them. There was a dumb marathon going on one day where I caught most of the Diancie movie, which was all over
the place. It was one of the many things It was one of the many things we had playing in the background while doing other shit.
I'll show you Diancy.
I'm sure I'll know what it is.
The good news is you guys are caught up on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're doing a fourth one of those, is what they're up to.
The Mega Evolution.
It's a lot of Pokemon.
Cool.
So I do want to kind of watch it, because it does seem like that stupid
Pokemon Origins
fighty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's more Dragon Ball Z than Pokemon's ever been, so...
I just want to see...
All I want out of
I want to see this Charizard fight this Blastoise to bloody death.
Mm-hmm.
Where it talks in random... Okay, so the weirdest part about...
Charizard versus Mewtwo. That's awesome.
The weirdest part about that Diancie movie is the fact that Diancie can talk, and, like, one Carbink can talk.
Wait.
All of the other Carbinks just say, like, Carbink.
So it's like Lucario, where one of them can,
or Meowth.
Yeah, or Meowth.
But Meowth taught himself to talk.
Hey, yeah, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Leave Meowth alone.
A single Pokemon evolved
in
to
love,
talk.
And the power of love taught him how to talk.
That's the power of love.
I actually forgot that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for reminding me. My outlook
he sings
life is
a song.
And she still doesn't wait. She evolves.
No, she doesn't. She gets taken by she's like, oh, I wish you like, oh, like her owner is like some rich person.
Some pricey person.
What Pokemon was this?
It was another Meow.
It was yeah.
Okay.
Meowzy. If you want.
Oh my god.
Whoa, alright, this got real deep. Go on.
And he was like, oh, she's like, if you were more like a person, I'd like you. So he goes and learns how to stand on two legs and talk.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes up to her and she's like, you're a freak.
Yeah.
And she runs off with a Persian, the leader of the gang that Meowth used to be a part of.
That's awesome. That's got layers.
That is the arc of that episode.
Yeah,
it's one of the best episodes of Pokemon history.
That requires
probably.
Repeated...
Go West, young Meowth, I believe is the name of that episode.
That requires
Damn.
Repeated viewings. That's Shakespearean, man.
Right.
That's deep. Oh, man.
Poor
Pokemon...
guy.
Original.
Hey man, I have
season
the entire
one.
Season
yeah.
1 and all of season 2 on DVD.
How do we bring them over sometime?
We'll do
we
that
in
DVC.
In
we'll
Netflix.
Do
yeah.
that.
I don't think
it is
all,
on Netflix.
I don't think they have all 800 episodes on Netflix.
We're talking about season 1.
Season 1 is on,
okay.
And I think maybe some of X and Y or Black and White is on.
I see Ash trade his Butterfree
for Eradicate.
I wonder what's still in the what's still in the rotation on like the Pokemon Channel app.
I don't know.
I've heard
like,
they're doing that.
They've got a lot of, like, you could just watch random-ass free episodes.
Yeah, there were always, like, 20 or 30 episodes from every era, just, like, in a queue,
just
and
for
that
free.
Thing perpetual.
The app is free.
Wait, I have a baseball draft tomorrow?
Thanks, bro. All
right.
It's Pokemon baseball.
Fantasy baseball is one of the dumbest things
yes.
ever.
Is it, like, the dumbest fantasy sport, at
yes.
least in your opinion?
It's hard.
It depends.
What might be the other dumb fantasy sport?
That's not what I was going to defend baseball rather than attack something else.
Oh, okay,
that's
fine.
Because I know how absolutely crazy my boss is.
Yeah.
And he has like a 400-page manual of rookies that he goes through every year.
If you want to be super in-depth about something, then fantasy baseball's for you.
And there's a niche for that.
Oh, yes.
And whereas like fantasy football is kind
that's
of crazy.
That's a huge amount of effort.
I have respect for baseball and how different it is from some of the other like... From the, I guess, the other mainstream sports these days. I was just reading an article the other day about how, like, baseball is perpetually on the decline and basketball is on the rise just because of their demographics. Like, the median age of basketball viewers is, like, 32, and the median age of baseball
like
viewership
52.
Is, like, 58 or something.
It's going to be a serious problem for them pretty soon.
Yeah. So that's real weird.
People aren't playing baseball as much anymore.
Yeah. Right. I wonder how you turn that around or if baseball just becomes more niche.
Like, you got to be edgier.
That's right.
Aren't they trying to make, like,
they're
speed up pitching?
Short,
yeah, they're trying to make things go
right now. The game just drags.
Make it more extreme.
Everything involved in baseball drags.
How,
everything takes too long.
Yeah. How close are we to Blurn's ball, Phil? Can we get there in our lifetime?
I would say no.
Damn.
Baseball is very stubborn to change.
It took them 100 years just to have instant replay on home runs only.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you still can't instant replay. Like,
they changed
you can do a couple other things.
They expanded in the last few years, but originally it was just only on home run calls.
I don't know if that would like increase the viewership of baseball as a whole, but I would be super into if they just put technology hella into baseball.
I would.
There's a microchip in the ball and like a microchip like and like sensors near the plate
that
like look and we just know if it's a strike or not. All right, we figured this out.
They even use it on
they use it
on
the broadcast.
They just don't use it for actual
calling for
having an umpire is like a sacred part.
The human element,
exactly. Lorraine.
Base Wars.
I don't know what that means.
It's either NES or SNES.
Clown
it's a game about robots playing baseball.
It's totally funny when they swing away.
Thank you. Oh, man. Anyway, sorry, Larry. I feel like I've heard the name of that game, but I didn't actually know what it was.
Yes. It's just robots playing baseball.
I know that video games based on sports are better when robots are in them. Like, that's just a fact. So, it's probably awesome.
Combat basketball.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that that game exists because Bill Laimbeer owns a shipping company in my hometown.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's something.
Yeah.
Does he ever come and just thug on the employees?
I have no idea. And in fact, it either might be defunct now or they moved. I'm not sure if it's still there. Good. But during my childhood, Bill Laimbeer owned this weird, like...
Did he move with our women's team?
You're asking questions I don't have the answers to.
He was the coach of the Detroit WNBA team.
Is that true?
Yeah.
When they were in Detroit. I don't know, because they moved to, I think, Arizona.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he's gone. I mean, that was a long time ago, so I doubt he's the coach still.
Sure, probably not.
They're good, too.
Yeah, that's my tie to Bill Laimbeer's combat basketball.
I like it.
It's like, oh, that sign that says Laimbeer Crates or whatever. Like, it had his name in a box on it.
Also a great local basketball star.
Yep. But,
also a goon.
Also a thug.
A straight goon.
Known for beating people up.
Say, was he the man with the elbows and the charges?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He personified early 80s, mid-80s.
Why would you go jump for a basketball when you can undercut the guy?
People regularly credit him personally for turning the league ugly.
Yeah, okay.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
Thanks. The Detroit would field a player that would.
Bad boy Pistons. Yep. And him and Rodman and...
A bunch of punks.
Entertaining.
Was Rodman the team? Was the Pistons the team Rodman was on before he went to the Bulls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before he had that hair.
Mm-hmm.
And all those other.
I only really took notice of basketball, like in an NBA sense, immediately before and immediately after Space Jam was released. So
that makes total sense. It's not Thunderstruck.
Sure.
Didn't do it.
Not quite.
What a movie.
That movie's not going to hold up well when Kevin Durant never recovers from his foot injury and has a terrible career.
Aww.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, basketball also apparently the second sport, second only to soccer internationally as well.
Yes, really. I've always known that.
Huh.
Which is awesome.
It's really popular in a lot of countries.
It's not too weird. Like, you need so much...
A lot of European
like half of
countries
Europe
play hockey, though.
There's a lot of overhead.
Asia
hockey.
Loves basketball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Asia is large and popular.
All right.
And everywhere in the
world. Northern Europe likes basketball.
Right. I say, hockey,
yeah.
hockey
do,
either requires indoor facilities or just, like, specific weather areas.
Is this in terms of...
More so than basketball.
This is in terms of total people that actually play the game.
Basketball's raw, man. It's in the streets.
That's right.
You need
a hole
that you have in the sky. Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Maybe some shoes.
Maybe.
No,
not if you get dirt on them.
All the
Serge Ibaka had shoes when he was growing up.
As far as I'm concerned, your sport is more awesome
if
it's easily replicable by children in a city street.
Okay. And that is the reason the soccer is the number one sport
in
the world.
Yeah,
it's accessible.
Mm-hmm. You got a ball, you can kick that ball.
Yeah, that's
right.
You're playing soccer.
You're doing it. It's fun to kick things.
Yep.
That's...
You need literally one thing.
You're welcome.
For kicking my shins. Proving my points.
Yeah.
I just wanted to feel the fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a universe, like, somewhere where I'm super into sports in general, and the only reason that I'm not now is I don't have time for another thing to devote myself to in a very serious way.
Devotion.
I'm married to basketball. We're in a very serious relationship.
But I do like basketball. Basketball's fun to watch.
I'm in a long-distance relationship with all sports.
I feel the complete opposite way.
Falling out of it with
basketball
every sport.
Is like the... I actually do kind of like watching baseball, though, too. Like, baseball is kind of zen. Like, it has its moments, and then
like,
you get
having
a break.
It on in the background.
Yeah.
Right. It's an easy thing to watch.
It's an amazing thing to multitask, too, because there are plenty of moments where, like, I actually need to watch this for 2 minutes.
You really
I can
don't
do something
have to
else
watch
right
it.
Now.
It doesn't cost that much attention.
Yeah. If you're watching basketball and you turn away, sometimes you're like,
you
oh,
the
dog's over, coming, darn it! And then you look back and it's gone.
I missed
it. Already happened.
Yep. Yeah, football is my least favorite sport to watch.
I agree with you.
Like,
I can't watch hockey.
I don't really like watching.
It's in some ways, like, slow in the way that baseball is, and I just, like, the tense moments aren't as obvious. Like, insane things can happen in a football game, but, like, in baseball... Oh, my phone's on the floor. It's like, every pitch can be something awesome.
My favorite thing, if Gabe were here, he would say, have someone who doesn't know anything about football watch the game on mute and try to tell you what the rules are.
Yes!
And they wouldn't have any idea, because it doesn't make any sense.
None.
No.
I mean, most of the people in this room probably know the rules of football now, or at least somewhat.
Sure.
My parents are very into football, so
that's normal.
I've watched a decent amount.
You know what?
From
watching about like 40 minutes of a person play rugby 2015 online, I think rugby's more awesome than football is.
Hell yeah.
Probably right.
rugby is sweet.
That's a brutal sport,
and it doesn't stop. Like they just keep playing.
It's like football mixed with soccer.
Exactly. It's great.
And you can play it with just a ball.
Yeah, I want to become a rugby fan. Maybe that'll be my
move
niche.
To Australia.
It's kind of common knowledge, but modern American football is derived from rugby.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And then we made it worse.
Right? Made it more violent and less
fun. We gentrified it.
Whoa. The Australian filth.
Are you talking about the great American game?
Maybe.
The rest of the world calls it American football.
Yep. The rest of the world doesn't matter.
They think we're weird because we call it football, even though there's very few instances where you use your feet.
Perhaps
I think it's because
yeah.
I'm pretty. Isn't it because of the length? Isn't it like
know.
A foot?
That's more than
itself.
I know about football.
Yeah.
Maybe
they use the imperial system, but also in yards and not feet. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you know, total sense.
Right.
Oh man, but yeah, sports are cool.
We played basketball today.
We
Everyone's out of shape.
We're fat.
No kidding.
Bro's body's falling apart.
I
got some blisters and my knees kind of hurt.
I feel all right, but only because I phoned it in.
That's the only reason I won our game of 11. Because that's the stamina we had today. Couldn't even do a game of 21.
I bursted, and then I blew up.
I still think tennis might be my favorite sport to play.
I like tennis.
Tennis is kind of cool, but I grew up resenting tennis because it was like
it's like a shuttle ball, right? No, it's a snooty sport, but
you're right. It's not
a snooty person.
It's no golf. Golf is like
unlike golf, it is a lot more accessible than golf.
Yeah, for sure.
Like miles of.
You're right. Tennis is actually more accessible than like you would think it is.
Yeah.
But like when I was like 14, I was like, oh, tennis. That's for the country club crowd.
That sport they play in Europe.
That's right. Yep. Something like that. That's actually how I felt like as a teenager.
Yeah.
That was my attitude toward tennis. I actually kind of like tennis now.
It's
also
fun to play.
It's also easy to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
People in tennis are insanely athletic.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
They didn't do themselves any favors with that bizarre scoring system, but
no.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not that hard.
It's
hard, bizarre.
It doesn't make any
it's
sense.
Not,
it's
not like one, two.
It's not like football where you get
it
six points for no
reason.
You get half of that, but when you score the six,
but
you get an extra one.
Each point costs the same.
Whatever.
Each point is the same approximate value as opposed to
15.
Yeah, they're,
no,
because
there's
literally
just
made
four
up.
Points. That's it.
But they're not four. There's 15,
no,
40.
No, it's random names.
Exactly. It's random and bizarre.
Yeah, names don't make any sense.
Tennis
don't
is like...
That.
Just shut up.
Tennis is like Japanese card games where the numbers are just arbitrarily higher for
so
some reason.
Because it sounds better.
They didn't even have the good sense to just multiply it by factors of 10.
Right.
Yeah, it goes in...
15.
30, 40.
Yeah, it doesn't even go up by 15 each time.
Yeah,
it's just... If it were a graph, it would be all over the place.
You learned to just stop caring.
No, I mean, it's not that hard to understand. It's just weird.
Novak Djokovic would beat you up.
Yes, he would. Anna Kournikova would beat me up, too.
Yeah.
She's been out of the game in a minute.
I don't know any
no
tennis players.
The Williams sisters. Oh, that ass
is dangerous. They beat up all of us.
I know. Together.
I would not fight either of the Williams sisters. I would be beaten.
Those are some mean looking people.
Might be able to outrun them.
Maybe.
I wouldn't. Maybe one of you guys would.
I couldn't. Not for long.
Long distance, probably. If you could keep it up, you might be able to outpower them.
I think it's the opposite. I think my stamina wouldn't be able to keep up with them, but I might be able
to probably run all
day. I can sprint very, very quickly.
Don't matter.
I can't. I'm not.
You can get to a door and close it behind you, but you can't beat them on like an open
lock
plane.
The door.
I have to get into like a moving vehicle ready to go.
Are you trying to
if I close
the
door, that's not going
to
work.
Smash it down like the Hulk.
You just no. You see like
dead.
The shining like tennis racket
through the door.
Here's Serena.
Just went places.
It's just like that one dream I had. Serena Williams chasing me through a hedge maze. Oh,
after going
God.
Insane in our haunted house.
So what's next?
Anyway.
I don't know. I never want that conversation to end.
Yeah, man.
I think we peaked with it. Let's get out while we're at a high
quick, leave while we're ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should have more slight side conversations about sports. It's a thing that I at least want to learn a tiny bit more about. But
don't.
So I was like, forget it.
Everything I know about sports is numbers on a piece of paper with rankings from one number to the end of another number.
Okay. White boy sports.
It's called fantasy sports.
Exactly. Yeah. The thing I said.
Yeah, it gets me paid, so...
Yep. I do love fantasy sports because it is secretly one of the nerdiest things you can do.
I know, but it really is. But it's socially really accessible.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like...
grown men, former athletes.
It's for cool dudes who wear polo shirts
and literally
have tattoos.
Playing D&D.
It's a thing that a bunch of dummies will put a bunch of money on and I'll rob them for.
Or you'll try to make an NCAA bracket, which is basically like fantasy NCAA, and you'll get robbed because it's like 100% luck.
Who tries?
Lots of people.
Yep.
Well, they're dumb.
Bracketologists.
Yeah.
Shut up. You used the bad word.
Have you turned on ESPN in the last month?
No, I don't watch ESPN because I'm a sane human being.
Is that the lower third? Is that what they put under? Sometimes they've had a name awesomely.
You know, they're bracket experts on nonstop for weeks.
This is why Baylor is going to win this game.
Rip.
Yep. Do they ever apologize?
Oh, no.
Hell no.
Okay,
they'll never even bring it up.
Yeah, they'll forget it.
Okay, good.
But they will bring up their
sports commentary and analysis is one of the worst things.
It really is.
It really is.
Super Android 13 is about to win. So is that.
Good.
Good,
That's our Utah.
Yeah, that's the perfect segue.
Yeah.
So the thing that happened...
Last weekend.
We did our...
annual DBZ awesome.
Used Dragon Ball Z video games to predict every match for the NCAA tournament. And our final four were Android 13, Cell, Piccolo, and Deborah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
boy.
Do you remember which teams those were?
Why don't you have a piece of paper?
I don't have it in front of me. Utah.
Lorraine's doing it.
Android 13 was Utah.
Yep.
Cell was Maryland.
That's a 5-4.
That sounds plausible.
All of them were like decently
sure
good.
Piccolo was Arkansas.
Piccolo's Arkansas.
That's Arkansas. A 5.
Arkansas.
No, it is Arkansas.
And Deborah with Oklahoma.
That's
a 3. So I guess none of them are 1s or 2s.
Not terrible picks, but
like, I doubt the final four will come together. But like a couple of those could easily make it.
But the thing that just happened just now, Villanova lost to North Carolina State in the second round, and we had North Carolina State beating not number one Villanova, but Lafayette. We had the 16 seed going into that game. But the point is, NC State won the second round, which is something that, like, 1 in 100 brackets will have.
And we had...
Was Turles.
Turles!
Turles ruined our terrible...
Right, he made it pretty deep.
Fantasies.
Yeah. Did he make it to the 8?
He lost in the next round.
Oh, okay.
To Northern Iowa, which I don't remember who that is.
Sure, whatever. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
We're doing way better than
we were having a good
year. Game prediction would do.
Yeah, like you said, 22 out of 32.
We were 22 and 10 in the first round. Which
that's
is,
amazing.
That's pretty good
for ridiculous.
Even people that are trying.
Yeah, exactly. And we basically did the equivalent of rolling dice.
Yes.
That's really awesome.
I think it should still be on there, I'm assuming.
It'll be on there for now, for sure. And I'm going to see about archiving it. If you want to check it out later.
It would need some editing because of all the times it went out.
Yeah. I would like to try and make a highlight reel,
so you don't
have to watch the whole like 2 hours.
I
want to
have the whole thing available.
Well, yes,
like a 10-minute highlight reel.
Maybe I'll make that a slight project for next week, is putting that up together. But that was our first experience with Twitch streaming. It went pretty good considering, like, we had a few technical hiccups, but
yeah, we got that sound thing.
Yeah, we finally got it to work for till then.
It was weird things just between. Emulator
different
and
systems,
like,
don't admit to using the emulator. We bought the game.
Yes.
Well,
you
own it.
Yes, I do.
You do. Oh, come on.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, legally.
Mm-hmm. I got it in a store. Anyway,
I did find it. I used it at a Best Buy once for like $18, and for some reason, it's a rare game and it sells for like $50 now.
That's really funny. Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was good, and like everybody said, kind of like after we got the kinks worked out, it worked fine. Like
our last 2.5 hours went flawless.
Yeah, most of my like gear picks, like for theoretical like materials we need to do something like that, worked out fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and we'll do stuff like that again in the future. So like that was on twitch.tv/PowerMittenCollective. That's kind of our new catch-all for if any of us is going to put video stuff up. Just
either
to, like,
on YouTube
I have
or
lots of
Twitch.
Destiny to put there.
Yep. Yeah, we've got hours. That'll be YouTube or Twitch.
Literally hours.
And it's different from, like, Cubicorn, because Cubicorn is just us making games. Like, we wanted something else for, like, all of us if we wanted to contribute weirder, like, video game content to the thing.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely do more stuff like that in the future. I'm not sure exactly what it'll be or exactly when those will happen, but we'll figure it out. It'll be fun. It'll be just like this. It'll be a weird learning experience that'll probably be fun as we do it.
I was going to say, I would love to have us all just sit around playing retro games.
Yeah. Yell at each other on a stream. Yeah. It would be kind of silly.
Yeah, we should do that also, like, semi-regularly, just like to do this, basically.
I would love that.
As a main character.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll make that happen. I'm also going to address, like, some of the other mic issues. Like, I'll probably still pick up another couple microphones and I'll, like, send some of the ones back that are more finicky.
The sound quality was real good on that.
Yeah, it did turn out. When they work well.
Just kind
so,
of
like, if we can get, I just want it to set up so we don't have to tear down completely every time. Yeah. Like, I think we'll get,
that's
like...
That's going to be part of when, like, we have more space.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Someday we'll have at least one dedicated, like, I plan to, like, before the year is out, have a dedicated space, like, a dedicated room somewhere where we can, like, either do video stuff or,
podcast,
like, do this or...
That would be really cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Just walk in and sit down.
All right.
Yeah, it'll all just be there. So, we're working on it, but... Yeah, it's been fun. I'm among the other things, like among just trying to make games, it's been a really good time learning how to do all this weird stuff, and it's been neat. I like trying new things, even when they turn out shitty at first. Eventually,
as they always do.
Yeah,
you gotta start at the bottom.
Eventually, they get okay, and that's still been my number one tip when people have asked us, just like, I want to go do a thing, how do I do it? I'm like, just do it and then be bad at it, and eventually you'll be a little less bad at it.
Maybe even have a flash of genius.
Yeah, possible.
Set your expectations so low that no one will even care if you succeed.
That too.
Now get your sniper rifle. And try to
right.
Now he goes, no, handgun. You don't need that sniper rifle.
Oh, you're right. Who needs
if you
to
need the butter?
If anyone needs the butter,
face.
It's under my face.
Oh god.
But yeah, life's short. Do whatever you want, and don't be discouraged if you're bad at it at first.
Yeah.
Because you're bad at everything at first.
Yep. Don't kill
I'm
anyone.
Not. Don't
do almost anything you want.
Don't
unless you're part
off.
Of our new networking site or
our cult.
Forgetaboutit.com.
Forgetaboutit.com. Then you can
they think
whatever favor you need to do. I mean,
sure.
What I'm gonna ask.
We're not signing the deals. Like, we're just giving you the opportunity.
We are not affiliated with this in any way.
Nope.
That's right.
Other than being the creators,
not on the lease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll be doing more stuff at both of those.
We just made the site there. We don't tend to it or
no
anything.
No idea where it came from.
Mm-hmm. I still need to, off of this, obviously, I think I'll, like, try to, like, add you guys to the channel and, like, share passwords and stuff so that more people have more access, but it'll be fun. It'll be real cool. We'll keep experimenting and doing weird stuff like that. The rain is yawning.
Oh, no.
It's got a serious yawn going on.
It's been a while.
It's been a long day.
Long month, apparently.
Yeah, a long stretch of time. Drink that water.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to go to Disney World.
Take your money and run.
You guys should
just
make
$10,000.
10,000? Yep. 10,000 penny rolls.
Just go to the bank and get penny rolls and fill a bathtub with it.
Yep.
Throw them all off the Empire State Building.
My Scrooge McDuck Tower is starting
halfway
slowly,
there.
But... We'll
launch
get there.
Them out of a t-shirt cannon off the Empire.
That sounds dangerous.
Wow.
Forget about it.
I want a penny roll shotgun cannon launcher.
That's a lethal weapon.
It would be. It would kill people.
Yeah.
You could probably kill people with a t-shirt launcher if you had the right one.
I could.
If you're close enough to them and you have the right shirt, like triple XL.
That's how Maude Flanders dies.
I think they have made those stupid... T-shirt cannons, and they had to tone them down because they were too powerful.
Yeah, well, there was like an arms race between at least in the NBA.
Jerks
and
modding
the
their t-shirt cannons.
Yeah,
they could launch them like 2 feet. If you were 2 feet from that,
sure,
it
hurt.
Damage your internal organs.
Mm-hmm. Or bones.
Softy.
Did you ever let someone do like the point blank real paintball gun thing to you?
No.
I did that once because
really?
I was dumb and like about 16
about
or 17.
Tell me about it. Never consider it.
It was a real gnarly bruise.
All
right. Yep.
I mean, that's what I said.
Yeah,
was it Adam?
No, it was
okay.
Brian, I think.
Oh.
It was Brian or Justin, I forget which. Not Roseboro
right,
Brian,
yeah.
Other Brian. But
yeah.
One of them had just
hung out with yesterday.
One of them had just gotten a legit ass paintball gun. You know, this thing's awesome. It shoots so fast. And I was like, shoot me. Go for it. I want to see what happens. And he did it from about 6 feet away. And it hurt really bad.
Doubled over in pain.
Yeah, it was not good. I had a really large purple spot for like a month.
Huh.
Is that normal?
No.
yeah, probably.
Not usually.
It's not a normal thing to do to yourself, if that's what you're asking.
I mean, I get purple spots.
I had a shop teacher in middle school. We brought in a rat trap for part of one of the things we were making, and he was like, I want to see how strong this is. And he put his fingers out under it, and it clamped down. He was like, yeah, that hurts. That's really strong. Anyway, and then he just walks away.
That was the guy that let you grade your own projects.
Yes.
Everything in the class. Like,
Mr. Bateson.
I love that.
How do you feel you did?
A?
Alright. I always gave myself an A minus.
Right. Don't make it too obvious.
Yep. Yeah. Gotta keep it fair.
I didn't do perfect.
Mm-hmm. Still such a uniquely male trait.
Uh-huh. Like how much does this hurt?
Uh-huh.
A lot!
You know.
Yep.
Oh, I've done it.
We proved to ourselves on a daily basis that we should not be in charge of anything. And yet, still hold so many positions of power.
Well, those in charge don't want to give it up.
Yeah. True injustices. If there's anything you can say for feminism, it's that, like, look at the male populace. Come on.
I mean, look at me.
We can't really do worse, can we?
Right.
Oh, God.
We'll have our chance in 2016.
Yep. See what happens? Emails?
Yeah, or that'll barrier.
Yeah, well,
I don't think
that's
so.
That's not the one anyone wants anyway. Shut up.
Well, it's the one
that's
you're going to
get. That's the one that's going
to happen. I don't want it. I'd rather vote for the oldest, whitest man than Hillary Clinton. She's older and whiter than
that's
them.
What it'll say on the ballot.
The oldest, whitest man.
Might as well.
Instead of, like, the straight Republican ticket, it just says the oldest, whitest man.
Wouldn't change a thing.
Nah, it'd be a revolution.
Oh
man, are you looking for a Paul? Is that where you're?
I'm looking for some dentures.
Politics.
Warm bowl of soup.
I think Lorraine's dead.
We killed her.
Yep. You want to go to Old Time Buffet after this?
Oh yeah. Is it on a? Am I getting it on my Medicare?
No. You're not.
John McCain. That'll do.
I don't think he's ever gonna run again.
The dust?
That was my favorite part.
I can't believe that guy's still a working part of the government.
John McCain is eternal, man. If the Vietnamese couldn't kill him, what chance do we have?
Wow.
Are you saying we're worse than the Vietnamese? You saying we can't get the job done?
I don't mean any of that. Like,
I do not endorse my own statements.
That's right. I'm very tired. John McCain's okay. He could be worse.
Mm. I mean, he was better than his running mate.
That's a war hero.
I mean,
he got sucked into a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got that's almost worse than
diversification arms race.
I mean, he exists in modern politics. That's the problem with John McCain and like all of the politicians forever.
Yeah,
the environment is terrible. I've never been more like bummed about the government. In history, I
try not to think about it.
I was going to say, it got to the point where I just couldn't think about it anymore.
It
was
bad.
Otherwise, you end up like Wade.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're really sad all the time.
Oh, where you have to like block him come election season or else you will.
No, I'm saying Wade is bummed out a lot because he thinks about the government too much.
He's right.
That's a good way to get bummed out. Yeah, he's completely right, but it's an awesome way to be sad a lot of the time.
It's sort of like death. Like, if you think about death, it's really sad.
No, thinking about death could also be, like, a transcending moment in your life, man.
Well, maybe you should think about politics like that.
I'd rather think about death than midterm elections.
True.
I think the turnout, people agree with you, Kyle.
We're hovering right around 9% or whatever.
Those are rock-solid statistics. More people died in 2014 than voted in the midterm elections.
Right. I would love
math.
Wow.
Blam.
There are people who would be deeply affected by those statistics by not thinking about them.
Going to get a beer and forgetting this ever happened.
I hate talking about politics. What the hell?
Let's move on.
I just want politics, but we can move on anyway.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We haven't actually talked about any politics in this conversation.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to fix your country, vote.
Vote for me, not for Fro.
If everyone voted, the world would be a better place.
Vote or make more fire, one or the other.
Burn it down.
If you don't want to fix it, tear it down.
That's right.
Start over.
I've got liquor and bricks and a couple of matches. Let's do this.
Empty glass bottles and a box of Kleenex.
Vote for Fro.
Popeye's tweets.
Come on. Oh, come on. You know if we talk about revolution here, we're
welcome
all
welcome to Cubicorn Games,
we've never
the home
gotten
of the
an
resistance.
Email
we're gonna, but that's the email we're going to get us from the NSA.
It's like, listen.
Thank you for your interest. Thank
again.
You for your interest in overthrowing the American government. It's just a form letter. It's just like...
That'd be great.
I want that. Please send us
it. Yeah. It'll be, I'm not sure if it'll be better or worse than the ones we've gotten from Microsoft.
Aren't they so nice?
Oh, God.
God.
So robotic.
Yeah, so robotic, indeed.
Bing it.
Anyway, yeah. I think that's mostly what we've been up to, unless anyone else has got something cool to share.
Codename Steam is not as bad as Doug said.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. How much have you played?
Maybe
I've
8-9 hours.
That's
it.
Good. That's enough to make that opinion
fun.
For sure.
It's not as deep, nearly as deep as Valkyria Chronicles, but it does what it does, and it does it well.
I'm really glad to hear that. I'm glad that is an opinion to have. I want that game to not be awful.
I replayed Valkyria Chronicles recently, and I realized my main problem with it is too many major battles that are big, long fights are also gimmick fights, where like something
happening. That,
now, how is that in Codename Steam?
They're mostly just single levels where you just kind of get to the goal effectively.
Yeah.
Every now and then, there's a boss. Not even a boss battle, but you just get into a hyper rock'em sock'em robot and fight an alien, and it's fun. It only lasts
a
minute.
Are they usually like location based, like get from point A to point B, or so? It's not usually like just clear the board, like kill everything.
It's not in a lot of maps. Even there will be infinitely respawning enemies, so you can't.
Oh,
just
okay.
Hang
so you all the thing is to just like blaze a trail.
Yeah,
that's all right. I get that, Fro. Like, I could see there are a lot of set pieces in that game.
It's a good game, but when you get halfway through, it's sort of like Fire Emblem.
I
want to
complain about the tank level.
You can't speed through things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That level with the big tank just pissed me off so bad.
Hey, there's this big tank that you have to kill in this very specific way, but there's also this magic supergirl with a beam lance. It's just gonna fuck you up.
The tank looked at you the wrong way, and your main guy died.
Yep.
That's it. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
don't look at tanks.
Every single day.
Don't look at tanks or put flowers in them.
Aw.
Yeah, Tiananmen Square Simulator 2013.
I would love to see, like Valkyria Chronicles on my shelf. A tank coming up on my guy, and then what's her name? Saveria, just like
Saveria.
Shooting a beam out of her fucking drill lance at him and then just blowing his shit out. That's what it's really about.
Mm-hmm. How are the anime girls in Valkyria Chronicles, bro? Do any of them make the list?
They're strong opinions.
Who is
which
best,
one's
girl?
The best girl? Most
what's
people believe Alicia is the best girl.
But what do you think?
I think Saveria is the best girl because I'm more sympathetic towards
her.
You should probably
she's
have
dominant.
A podcast about it.
There you go, Alicia's got her cool, like, kerchief thing, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody really likes Rosie because she's a bigot.
It's surprising
indeed.
Coming
from me. I mean, well, it's because she's a bigot.
He didn't say that he doesn't.
She
like
learned
her
lesson, though.
The
can
real,
you appreciate
that? It's
true.
She watched her little Jew friend die, and then she cried. The real question isn't, like, of the main character. The real question is of all the random characters you can get, who's the best girl?
The sniper girl.
Well, I mean, that's true, but I mean, like, there's a heavy, like, debate. Like, I mean, I'm all about,
Sniper Girl.
Frisia, the darker, like, I make this look good, man. There's also the Valley Girl, Cherry, who, because she's a Valley Girl, is very high tier. I mean, come on.
It's top tier, best girl.
This conversation's gone on long enough.
Valkyria Chronicles is good. Phil, you should play that game at some point.
It's not nearly as waifu-oriented as we would be making you believe.
Sure.
No, but there are a lot of girls. And Phil, I need your honest opinion of what
which one's the best girl.
Best.
He doesn't
girl.
Know.
Well, they're saying I need to play it.
Yeah.
So
that's the whole point. Right.
Then
it's
he'll
like
find out.
We can have a long discussion.
No, we don't. It doesn't need to be a long discussion.
No, it will be a long discussion.
You'll figure it out on your own.
And I will have lots of opinions.
They're all
about
the same.
It. No! I've never played
each
this
one is a
shots
beautiful, unique snowflake. All right. Anyway.
Kyle wasn't across the table from
I'd be getting punched right now.
No news is good news. Valkyria Chronicles is still great.
Yes.
And still old.
Still.
When did that come out?
God, that is a long time ago.
2009, 2010, maybe?
Don't say that that's old.
Yeah, right?
That's 6 years ago now.
It's
still
games, it kind of is.
Chrono Trigger turned 20 earlier this
year. Yes, it did.
We saw like a like when we were at the store the other day, we saw like an 8 or 9 year old kid, and I was like, he was born in like 2008.
I know.
Like, vomit everywhere.
Oh, like fully functioning children were born during the Obama administration exclusively.
You show them a PS2 and they'll think you're an old man.
That's right. It's a baby's toy.
That's, that's like a VCR.
Right.
It takes discs.
What's a VCR?
I don't know.
What the fuck is a disc? What do I do with it?
Can I play Minecraft?
Why does the game keep stopping and loading?
Right, yeah.
They still do that.
Less than they used to.
It used to be serious loading times. Now it's just kind of a splash
screen
for a second.
Awesome noises.
That was the best.
One of my poor GameCubes, because we had to replace like maybe two of them, like just makes the best noises when it's booting.
Oh, is that as good as the noises our Wii makes?
That makes some tortured noises.
It sounds like it's going to either launch into space or fall apart.
It's like a car that was put in third gear to start.
Oh, man.
Yep. Video games.
I think that's good. I got a handful. There was some serious shit happened in the last couple days. Like, this last week. Like, completely unrelated to us, obviously. I think I have. Let me try to pull them up again. Like, three fairly big news things and a bunch of dumb new releases.
Did you guys get a Gold Mario?
Nope.
Aww.
I gave a shitty half-hearted effort, like, really late that day. Like, we were hanging out. Like, I was doing, like, I did another Kickstarter post that afternoon. We were doing a couple other things. And then, like, four or five the day they were supposed to be released, I was like, let's go to a Walmart, because fuck it. Maybe there's one there for some reason, and there wasn't.
All right.
That's as much effort as I'm willing to put into getting a Gold Mario.
Yep.
That's an easy place to draw the line and just say no more Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. It's a good thing for me, at least, like for my person.
Personally,
yeah, makes me
have a toad,
a better human. Not
well.
Being...
Everyone should own a toad anyway.
I did get a toad. I still like the only thing I wish for if every game just had him scream toad things when you touched it. The toad game. Yeah, it's well worth my $13.
I want that ringtone and alarm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's adventure.
it's all good.
I can't believe that was a full game.
Yeah. Believe it.
I still want to play it. I have a copy.
I haven't talked to someone who's played it.
That's one of the games, if you put it in my hands, I would probably want to play it, but I'm not going to go.
I don't
want to
spend more than $5.
I don't care about the money. I just don't want to go out of my way to play it.
That either.
Yeah, it bums me out that I heard that other Kirby game, like people have said it's bad.
The new Yarn Kirby.
Yeah.
Gimmicky Kirby games.
That's what Kirby is.
Like the last 15 years.
Yeah, I don't get how hard it is.
They throw in a regular one.
The one deviation was that Wii one. That was like back to... Yeah, like
there was a... What was the DS one? Before
Triple Deluxe,
yeah,
the one that's a 3DS.
That's
one.
Pretty normal in terms of Kirby.
Yeah,
standards,
what was
right?
the one with multiple Kirbys?
Mass Attack.
Yeah, that's fun.
I never played that.
It's fun. It's like a not quite dumbed down version of Pikmin, but it's kind of that same idea where you just have a bunch of little Kirbys and you command them all at once. It's adorable.
That sounds pretty rad.
Yeah,
I wish I had a bunch of little Kirbys.
Uh-huh.
I really want to replay Pikmin 3.
Yeah, I do too.
That game's awesome.
It's pretty
and beautiful.
Yep, you should. I was bummed out that. When we had a conversation previously and I found out that game was rare,
uh-huh.
the Target that I saw them at obviously no longer had them.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. We do have a copy, though. I'm glad that we got one. So
don't have to resort to downloading one.
Right. Like an animal.
Like a monster.
Yeah, nobody would ever do that.
Nope.
You wouldn't
download
Pikmin,
games
would
for losers. That's what the discs are for, man. Anyway, speaking of Nintendo... Guys, Nintendo is going to make mobile games.
Yes.
They're going to make shit to the iPad. iPad and Android devices. Your smart device and or tablet.
I think the last 5 seconds just summed up all of our opinions.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think we need to talk about
much
that.
Like...
Garbage. Right. It's garbage.
Much like Obi-Wan, thousands of voices screamed out in agony and then continued to do it. They were not remotely silent since.
I haven't actually been keeping up on, like... The public response to that, I'd imagine it's heated.
Well, I mean, sure, all the analyst dudes, like, it's all, like, financial people patting themselves on the back,
they're
like,
gonna,
I told you,
they're gonna
now they're gonna make
money.
$1 billion
uh-huh.
because I'm scum.
Right.
I honestly don't know what to think of it. I mean, my gut says it's probably not a good thing, but...
Uh-huh. You don't need... Your brain also says that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's accurate. Well,
the people that got to do it, they're... I can't remember the name, but they're...
D-E-N-A?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how you read it out.
I think it's called either DNA or DNA or whatever. But they're famous for making crappy free-to-play games, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
That's where they make their money.
That's what people make on cell phones.
Yeah.
So.
You can make a good mobile
are,
game.
Yeah, there are good cell phone games.
That is such
games.
A thing.
Yeah.
But the Rare money is in crappy free-to-play.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Rush.
Yeah.
Kingdom Rush? Yeah, Threes is the one. For some reason, it's always like weird puzzle games with me. Like Threes.
I love
yeah.
Threes.
Hundreds, which is also a puzzle game that involves numbers. Have you guys played The Room? Have you seen
no.
it?
No.
It's really cool. It's just like a... It's a puzzle box, basically. Like, it's a mobile game that you just, like... You have this physical thing, like a physical 3D model of a box they constructed, and then you have to do weird stuff like, I gotta move this pin, or like, try these all these drawers and see how they work, and then like, it like evolves over time and like transforms. It's really weird, but like, it's really fun.
Show me a video of it when we're done.
Sure.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's super neat. And they made a sequel too that I haven't played, but I'm pretty sure it's a very similar, like, different puzzles, but like, fundamentally the same gameplay concept.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, yes,
I'm just hoping that they're able to draw a hard line between their mobile division and the games they actually make.
Nope,
instead of having them merge together over time.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, they
so
do
you can
have,
make your
they...
all, you can make all your crappy games you want, just don't let that bleed into the games I
and
like.
And when they announced this, like, the hand-in-hand thing, like, they're basically their shield of protection against, like, everyone losing their shit, was like, oh, we're also making a new console.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to talk about it next year.
Yeah, we're going to make a grid console this time. Oh, wait.
I hope it'll have an HD screen.
like a tablet, but the tablet has an HD screen.
Right.
That would be weird.
I hope it's just a tablet,
as opposed to the 3DS is what 320x240 or some garbage.
Mm-hmm. If I were them, I would still like. I would make a thing that could be both. Still,
they might
like
do
a mobile
that.
Thing that can be plugged into a television.
Oh,
they could even do like they could make go back to weird like SNES technology where you can do like co-processing with like. So, like, when you play it mobile, it has its own processor, which is, like, shittier and, like, runs the games at, like, less fidelity and, like, not as fast or whatever. And you dock it into a thing that's already plugged into your TV, and it, through the magic of computers, combines that processing power of that base with your console and then becomes, like, an HD device that, like, stands up roughly.
Our powers combined.
That's right.
HD.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. 60
frames.
I just think it would be make more sense to them. Either that or some other people, which is probably the more likely thing that they'll do, is that just like both platforms will be roughly like more equivalent in architecture, like in terms of power, where like basically every game will be like a DS game, like whatever the new DS is and whatever the next home console is. And then just like one looks crappier than the other one.
Right.
Because it's weird to have them like... It's still weird at this point for them to have unique games on handheld and like consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, relative to the amount, because since Nintendo games are almost the only games that come out of Nintendo systems at this point, like, it's weird that they have, like, that they're split between platforms. Like,
that's true.
They can round out a year if every single game they make comes out on both things, and probably do all right.
That'd be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. There could still be some exclusives, but...
Sure, like, maybe once in a while.
There would be things that you could only play
Pokemon
when it's plugged into the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but... I mean, the next couple of years for them will be telling for sure, because like a lot of the good analysis I've seen from basically people who cover games specifically is like, what does this mean? Like, as the other business takes off, like if things like continue on and they release new console and it does like okay or even pretty good, but the mobile stuff does like gangbusters,
right.
Like it makes 10 times the revenue that the other thing does.
Right.
At like, what point do they stop losing money on home consoles?
Mm-hmm. So we shall see. It'll be real weird.
That's the part that scares me. It's the part I don't
make
want.
Up that money with mobile.
They're doing it with the 3DS now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully something good will come of it. We'll see.
I kind of hope that the mobile stuff doesn't kill their handheld things.
Right.
So that would probably bum me out more than if they just kind of...
And everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
The 3DS is amazing and has great games.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Small bright note on that particular news is Iwata claims that players are more important than money when he's talking about the smartphone deal.
Sure.
We believe you.
Iwata talks free-to-play content, devaluation concerns, and more on wide-ranging interview with Landmark Deal for DNA.
Your money is more important than you are.
Sure. The full quote here looks like... I understand that, like, the packaging model for dedicated game systems, the free-to-start type of business model is more widely adopted for games on smart devices, and the free-to-start model will naturally be an option for us to consider, he said. On the other hand, even in a world where smart device apps, the business model continues to change. I added, accordingly, for each title, we will discuss with DENA and decide the most appropriate payment method. So specifically to your question, both can be options, and if new Nintendo-like innovations come of that, then all the better. So
we're going to be lazy, and whatever happens, happens.
We'll see. It's going to be a real weird couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I do wonder if, like, it'll be insane if literally every one of these products is like, it's match three with Nintendo shit on it.
Right.
Put three mushrooms together and then play for 10 minutes and pay us money.
I think you just described Pokemon Shuffle.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, yeah. So if they release, like, seven of those, how crazy will that be?
They'll be King Entertainment.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
You mean Kong Entertainment.
Releasing a Paula Dean cooking game. Did you see that?
No.
There's a Paula Dean mobile game that's just that. It's another Match 3 game. You put sticks of butter together. Yes! The base objects are, like, eggs, sticks of butter, and, like, sugar or something. The
three things that go in everything. Right.
And every Paula Dean dish.
Yeah, it's like, the three things
that go in. Oh, my God.
I both love and hate the time that we live in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's a thing. But yeah, there's apparently no end to... For as fucking disgusted as I was when that stupid Kim Kardashian game came out and made like $100 million a day or whatever dumb amount of money it was, at least it wasn't a fucking Bejeweled clone. Like, for God's sake. Oh my God. If one more game comes out and makes like millions of dollars and it's just Bejeweled but some other dumb horseshit...
It makes you rethink your life.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's just like, I don't even know, man.
Maybe I should have made Bejeweled.
Bejeweled.
That's right, what was I thinking? I could
Gem Quest. That's probably a real one, I'll shut up.
It probably is.
In other news, Kyle, you might be happy to hear about this. Free Windows 10 upgrade offer also applies to pirates.
That's amazing!
If you have an illegitimate copy of Windows, you can upgrade to Windows 10.
We're so sorry.
How did they come to that decision?
I don't know. And then, like, the press dump that they did after, like, some guy did, like, an interview where he basically said that, like, it's basically, like almost berating people who are in that position. It's like, yeah, we'll let you upgrade to Windows 10, but your copy is still invalid. It'll still, like, say that on the screen. It's just, like, it's so fucking crazy. That's hilarious. I don't even know, man.
I didn't know it was gonna keep berating you for having a legitimate copy.
And it talks about, like, the things that happen when you don't have a legitimate copy of Windows. Like, every hour your desktop will fade to black.
Yeah.
It'll show to black. And it'll ask you, like, hey, do you want to register this?
That's really amazing.
Amazing.
And when you're
passive aggressive. Yeah, I know. When you're a bastard, you gotta remind your bastard, I guess.
I can't wait until it comes out to see that in action. Like,
yeah,
I wanna acquire an illegitimate copy of Windows just to see, like, to watch for myself what happens when you upgrade it and what the experience is like after you're on Windows 10.
I heard that, like, in China, it's like 2/3 of all Windows copies are illegitimate, and that's why they're doing this.
Like, business or otherwise.
Sort of get them into their realm just so that they can get them to pay for it later, hopefully.
Yeah. When eventually, like, they'll either theoretically try to lock it down so much that even, like, security patches are where they'll get you. Like, they'll charge for that stuff. Or even just, like, maybe at some point they'll theoretically put something, that's absolutely required on the Windows App Store, and then you'll have to get an application that way.
It's going to hack the whole thing and melt your whole computer.
Yeah, it's also coming, like, in summer, they said. Yeah. So earlier than I was expecting. So I guess we'll get a Windows 10 launch, like... July, August, maybe, would be my guess at this point. But
corporate speak for summer usually is, like, early September for me.
Yeah, you're probably right. Especially, like, since they haven't just set a date yet.
Uh-huh.
So that sounds completely plausible. So there you go. You can upgrade that Windows 7 box. Get your fancy pants Windows 7
I should just need to downgrade it back to Windows 7
something else.
Normal, which is the one I had the code for. Is when I got it, it was upgraded and fell apart, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, I didn't steal Windows. Mm-hmm. I got it from a dumpster.
It was gifted to me by the garbage guy.
It's not stealing if nobody wanted it.
The key was legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in some cases you can also just, like, call them up.
Yeah.
And if you have a fairly plausible story, they'll usually just reauthorize.
I found it at a dumpster.
Yep. Exactly.
I would love to be receiving that phone call.
I live in a dumpster.
You're gonna confuse the shit out of some poor guy in India.
Right.
Like, oh my god.
He's let America just throw computers out, man.
They do.
That is my home.
I live here.
Dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
Indian
people don't
I think the other super big thing, news-wise, is... Hideo Kojima is expected to leave Konami after Metal Gear Solid 5 launches.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, this is happening.
Yeah,
unless it's some amazing...
Yeah, how many times has Metal Gear Solid been done?
But this is different.
This
is not him saying that, like, I'm going to stop making them. This is, like, the higher-ups saying, like, we're firing you.
No, they're going to make more. They have said they're going to make more without
him. Oh, yeah, my God. That's not with you. A nightmare.
Like, this is the first time I believe Hideo Kojima won't make... Maybe he'll make one again someday, but I believe that he won't make the one after this one.
Well, we'll see about that. I have heard so much bullshit. Hideo Kojima, everything with Kojima is always a mess. It's always a conspiracy. It's always everything. Every one of his storylines in Metal Gear Solid is a conspiracy. Everything about him, like not making the next Metal Gear Solid or not being. Like,
and I'm pretty sure since 2 or maybe even 1, he said after every game, like, I'm never going to make another one of these.
I'm done. After 4, it's like the most believable thing you could ever think of. And it's like,
because it's actually over, right?
Yeah, no. He's like, I'll go back and make
You would have called that, by the end of that game, though, you would have called that because of the way he, like, wussed out with actually ending that game. Spoilers, Snake does not kill himself.
Mm. Big Boss does.
Yeah. It was a very punk-ass move, the way that that game, like, that part of that game wrapped out, where even in, like, the preview coverage, they literally had, like, Grizzled Snake putting a gun in his mouth. And then he does that in the game, and it cuts to black and gunshot, and then he's just, like, alive, and the smoking gun is next to him in his hand.
It's because he's a pussy. I guess he wasn't a pussy. Big Boss.
That's true. Big Boss is...
Who came in and he's like, yeah, I'll just finish fixing everything. Whatever. Here, this guy's dead. I'm going to, like, have my monologue at my end, because I have to die for a fifth time. Mm-hmm.
The truest deus ex machina. He just shows up,
alas,
the game is finished, and then he leaves.
This is good. Isn't it?
If we're gonna do something like maybe we should have a theater night.
Yeah, I was
we
just
do dramatic,
based
dramatic,
on
reading, dramatic readings of Metal Gear Solid scenes.
And other things.
And other
any
things.
Random thing, in
sure.
fact.
Well, Phil and Kyle
that.
Should experience Metal Gear Solid.
Have neither of you guys played any of those games?
Nope!
They're
idiot savages!
Right? They are so nuts, especially these days. Like, if you play them in a 2015 context, and you go back...
Oh my god, yeah, like, especially 2. Like, if you play Metal Gear Solid 2 right now, you'd be like, your brain, no!
Your brain will give up on you. Like, it will punch a hole in the back of your skull and walk away.
I'll try and pick up the
there's
collections for the GameCube.
Yeah.
The GameCube one is the first 2 games, right?
No, it's just the first one.
It's a remake of
and
the first
I actually
one
think that version's okay. A lot of people will disagree
good.
With
it's
me on that.
It's just too easy because, like they didn't really remodel, like, the maps and everything, and it's all designed for you to just be like, I'm, like, the top down, like,
playing
looking, trying to find something. Oh, I moved up. Okay, I found it. I show you. Like, but now you can, like, go into your first person and just, like, but.
Yeah, they basically retroactively put in, like, first-person aiming that was in Metal Gear Solid 2 into that game.
Right.
And like Fro said, it was originally designed to be, like, a top-down, like, third-person perspective. So it changes the fundamentals of that game. It does make it way easier.
So
but the part of that
it?
Game that's cool is not where it's hard, anyway. It's
yeah.
just that it's nuts.
It's crazy storyline. It's an action movie that's, like, a conspiracy
anime.
I
ain't no anime.
I basically know
what
the game's about.
So. What's it about, Kyle? Tell me.
Weird shit.
Thanks.
A soldier does love blue on a battlefield.
Right.
Does love blue...
These
Fox?
Are the questions...
Die! No. Like, that's it. I mean...
Yeah, I still need to play Ground Zeroes. I haven't actually
played
it.
Yeah, I haven't either. I'm like, I don't know what
I've heard the thing happened. That happens at the end of that game, and if it's any indication of what happens in the Phantom Pain or whatever, that Kojima's really going for it this time.
If he's off on one, I'm all in. I mean, I am all in on PS4.
Yeah, he's a mad genius. He's like a perfect lunatic. it's something
nuts.
Else.
Which one's best?
Which game?
What's best MGS?
I still like 3. 3 is my favorite.
Like, 2 is so good, but 3, just the end, you can't fuck with that.
It's definitely the best, like, by itself.
Yeah, definitely.
It's, like, the one that is most self-contained. It's still nuts, but, it's not so nuts relative to the other games. Like, you could even play that by itself and, like, have a pretty good time, and it's still crazy. Like, 2, if you just played 2, I don't even know what you would think.
You're probably going to just go sit and meditate.
That's what I'm going
room.
To do.
Just spend
I refuse to play any of the others.
Play backwards.
2 is the mindfuck game. 1 is... I don't know. If you want to talk about all around, I would say it's the coolest game.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
There's the, like, 1 would probably be the other one if you picked, like, 1 to be the best.
Like, those 3 are all just so good, and then 4 is kind of a goofy movie.
It's very fan service-y. Like, it's good relative. It's good because the other ones are, like, because it references the other ones so well.
Okay.
So it's weird to try to rank it by itself.
Right.
Gameplay shit.
And I think Revengeance is pretty awesome.
I haven't played it. I've seen a bit of it.
It's real good, man. You can cut up watermelons. You can cut dudes' limbs off.
You can cut up watermelons. You can cut up dudes. You can cut up cars. You can cut up giant buildings. Who cares?
You fight like seven Metal Gears one at one time with your fucking crazy sword.
Stupid butt rock comes out of nowhere.
You kill the shit out of like a Tea Party senator, basically. The game's nuts.
Don't fuck with this senator.
it's still insane. Also. Like, oh god. You befriend a robot dog. The game is so good. Oh man. I want to go play it right now.
Robot dog.
Wow.
Wacky.
Anyway, so yeah. To get back to our story at hand, the way this came out is, like, they started updating, like, basically the promotional materials for the game, like, the pre-order, like, pictures of the box and stuff, and they took Kojima's name off of it, and then people were like, well, what the hell's up with this?
Huh.
And then, like, folks did a little more digging, and, I guess his status has been changed, like, from a full-time employee to contract work, which expires in December, like, a couple months after that game ships.
What's happened to Silent Hill, then?
He's probably not going to be involved with it.
Was that being made by Konami too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Kojima's going to be the head of, like, the
I knew
ones.
He was too yeah. naked.
And
I
they mentioned that specifically. They just said, well, we still have a deal in place with Guillermo del Toro, he's still going to work on it in some capacity, and I assume Kojima will not.
I wonder if del Toro will be pissed off, because, like, I mean, I figure you want to work with another mad scientist like that.
Right.
Like,
And he is, like, a kind of a fan of Kojima's weirdness. Like, I'm pretty sure he even name dropped something Metal Gear related in, like, the Pacific Rim commentary or something.
Oh, in the commentary, okay.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. Mm. Hopefully Kojima will go hire into a different company, make them a bazillion dollars, and be incredibly difficult for them.
Yeah.
And then make games of little.
I mean, one of two things will probably happen. He'll either, like, get picked up by, like, somebody else, kind of like they did,
Sega.
Well, I mean, like, maybe. I don't know. No, probably not. Sega's weird now.
Yeah,
they fired, like, 100 people and, like, maybe won't make console games anymore, so...
Oh, darn.
What's a Japanese company that would pick them up? I mean, like...
And who's left? Capcom decides that they want to make video games other than Street Fighter again, and maybe they give him some money.
He's gonna make a
Kickstarter. Give Kojima a Persona game.
Yeah, man. let Kojima make a Mega Man game.
Sure,
cool. Fuck it.
Let him reboot Mega Man.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Like, deep. Mega Man has, like, these deep, introspective conversations about nuclear warfare.
Wars change.
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah, I would honestly, like, that would be a thing that Microsoft should do. I don't know if they do it, but...
Nope.
They should straight up be like,
they should write him a blank check and say, here, make something stupid.
Make something sick as shit. We won't bug you. Just make sure it's done by roughly here.
Yeah, here's...
Like, try and say...
You've got a couple years.
Roughly this
give us something insane.
I bet that would push Xbox Ones.
It definitely
would.
They've definitely got the money.
I would want to buy one.
Well, think about it. I want to buy a PS4 almost solely to play Phantom
Pain.
I mean, like, that's, like, the one
thing.
What
about Persona 5?
I don't play Persona games, please.
Please.
I'm an adult here.
Go back to looking up waifus on Tumblr.
You don't have to ask him twice.
Fair enough. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that, but... I would like, once again, like, every time one of these weird things happens, I want someone to write the tell-all book about what led up to it. Like, I want to know what the straw that broke the camel's back was.
What happened there?
You're telling me the dog can't be in the game?
Right? I honestly wonder if it was, like, if it could have been a content thing, and then we'll see what happens in the final game.
Because
when leading up to this game, Kojima was, like, his descriptions were, like, this is going to be the rawest Metal Gear's ever been, and he really was really into, like, showing and killing child soldiers at one point, which, as far as I know, is still in the game to some extent.
It's crazy dark.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
I need to play Ground Zeroes.
Yeah. Revengeance also has child soldiers, but they're, like, they're robot brains in jars that have eyeballs on them.
Less graphic.
Revengeance is a good game.
I need to play it. Like I said, I've seen it. It's just I haven't experienced, you know, until you cut through multiple robot monsters.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Cut a Metal Gear in half and just dispatch Metal Gear Ray. Like, it's like, whatever, get out of here, nerd.
Yep,
there's a robot with creepy frog legs.
Oh, you're talking about the moving thing. What is it? What are they called? I don't know.
I forget, but they're pretty good. And then they, like, shit themselves. They just, like, excrete goop.
Man, if Hideo Kojima does anything, it's definitely the potty humor. Like, there's a character who literally shits his pants.
Yeah, every single game.
If you shoot a guy in the dick, it's a one-shot kill. And he'll do the two hands over his dick, like, oh, my baby, and then fall over.
Yep. Doesn't someone always pee their pants and there's always steam?
No, it's Johnny. He shits his pants.
There's a lot of pee too, but I don't think it's always.
Oh yeah, though. People get scared and like piss their pants or something. Yeah.
Scientists. Oh yeah, like Otacon and like the dude from
Glee. It's like my Japanese name.
That is a true line uttered in a Metal Gear game.
What?
Yes. By a main character.
Sweet.
God damn.
It stands for Otaku Convention.
God damn it.
Yes, he's named after the con that we go to.
Otacon.
I did go to that
sweet
one.
Jesus.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I heard.
Not a fan? So, yeah. We'll see what happens with that. And the other cool thing that I don't have a news story on, but I saw some footage of it and I'm like intrigued, is that Final Fantasy Type-O came out, which is like a port of some PSP game I don't give a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
But it came with the demo for Final Fantasy 15, and it looks weird, like in a good way, in a better way than like...
I don't know, I'm interested in it, but I can't buy in like initially. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I'm just glad that it looks so different.
They're in a band.
The goofy thing of this woman berating this guy about feeding a chocobo, like...
Yes!
Yes!
And then she just... bitch slaps the guy, and it's not like a, oh no, you do like some weak girl hit, and it's like this guy goes down in a heap. Like this is like her husband or something.
And they're like, it's like the framing is that they're on this weird like vacation thing. They're like, I want to ride the chocobo and like experience. The game is nuts. It basically just takes place in the real world with like dog shit Final Fantasy anime characters in it.
Cool.
They're on
feathered hair everywhere.
The portion of the portion that's in the game that's in the demo is like it's a quest where your car broke down and you're trying to make money to repair your car. You're like. Normal looking automobile. All
right.
There's RVs in the game and freaking
campground.
Yes, and Coleman products in it.
Finally.
Yeah. I can't wait until I get my Coleman Buster Sword.
That would be so good.
You get like the four like the quad spear hot dog thing. I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Oh my god.
Tents have Coleman all on.
Something
there
like
you go
that.
Right there.
Yeah. I'm on board for this game in theory.
I've liked the trailers so far. They looked good.
Mm-hmm.
So
I definitely need to do something for the series.
Yeah, it's
like that.
It's different, which is awesome. If it were just another like if it were either like even a rehash of like the old games that people liked, like the 16-bit ones, that wouldn't be enough. If it were like fucking 13, that definitely wasn't gonna cut it.
There hasn't been a proper Final Fantasy since 12.
Mm-hmm.
12? When was that?
Proper? What?
I liked 12.
It doesn't matter. It's still not like it's not.
I mean,
real
sure. I'll give you that.
It's like a goofy ass.
Do you
want to
go back to 10?
I would go back to 10.
2.
I would go
no.
10, 2. 100%.
I've heard good things about 10, 2.
It's a fun, game. I just wouldn't call it a Final Fantasy
video game.
It's a job system. Wow.
What, do you hate dancing J-pop girls?
Yes.
How do you feel about massage minigames, Lorraine?
Poorly.
Strongly.
Man.
I tried playing that, because I initially had it on PS2. I had borrowed it from a friend and just, like, stopped playing it and just could not get back into it. I recently, like, this year recently, tried to play the HD version and just no. Like... That I hate moving around with the airship.
Yeah, I didn't
the
like that.
The traversal of the overworld is garbage. They don't tell you, like...
At least you can traverse the overworld.
Hardly.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Throw
honestly,
down.
Like, yeah. After playing
really
10 and 10-2 again...
Pulling their knives.
They're, like, it is just hallways.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's no overworld.
It's the original Final Fantasy
15. Like, 10-2, but, it, like... 10 was at least an interesting game in a lot of ways.
It is.
At least I could play water sports.
Blitzball. Give me that blitzball.
I've never played 10-2. I have zero opinions on it. I still
I think it's fun.
I remember 10 very fondly, and I kind of never want to go back to it just so that's preserved. But
I would say that's probably smart based on what I've heard other people say.
I replayed 10 last year and I still enjoyed it.
Good.
Okay.
I'm at least glad that
I got through
you
it,
got that out
I
of it.
I went faster than I remembered.
Okay. If you forget
everything
shorter, you do, it's not that bad.
And I even like went and did more things than the last time.
I just don't like doing like extra content in that game. It's
I got all
so grindy.
Dodging 100 lightning bolts.
Oh my god, I did not do that.
What was the reward for that? I don't remember.
Some
parts like enhance some characters.
It's something from Riku.
It's Lulu.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Riku.
Oh man,
pretty sure I don't care.
How many smartphones are at this table right now?
Someone could know this.
These arguments don't need to happen.
I like to have arguments!
Anyway.
In short, don't play 10-2.
Yeah, I hope 15 is good. They're at least going in... it's a step in the right direction in that it's different. So, good on them for trying.
It's not 13-4.
They finally got to the bottom of that. Well.
Fantasy 13-7. The re-reckoning.
Although I'm sure we haven't seen the last of Lightning.
She's going to re-return.
Lightning. Japan, yeah, exactly.
Japan loves
Platinum Games will make Final Fantasy 13, 16, Lightning re-returns.
Japan
Revengeance.
Japan is like Cloud to them.
Wasn't that the point?
Or Lightning is like Cloud. Sorry,
that was
I said
a weird,
yeah,
was a
I
slightly
messed it
strokey
up.
Sentence there for a second.
Right?
Strokey. Stroked off for a second there.
Thank you. Basically.
I'll just
basically.
Play 9 again.
That's what I should do. That's what everyone
should
do.
You should
do.
Play 6 again.
I came close to doing that recently.
I
maybe still will.
Don't play 8 again, ever, unless someone releases a mod for it that makes the cutscenes go faster than, like, 0 miles per hour.
My embarrassing bad opinion is that I want to replay 7, because I haven't played it since... Like, it was kind of sort of.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Me either.
And I really enjoyed it.
Hopefully, you'll enjoy some nostalgia stuff then.
Maybe. I might. I'm definitely nostalgic for the soundtrack.
It's not a bad game.
Yes, if anything, play it for that.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it's good.
There's really, like, if you find something to complain about 7, it's just because you're nitpicking, really. And,
or you let this
like, wear on you from it being kind of sloppy because it's.
Nothing really happens there.
The story sucked.
It's just the story hits a dead point.
That whole game
but
sucks.
I will get to see Cloud fall out of a helicopter in a wheelchair, and that will make my day.
Snowboarding.
A helicopter, but it's close.
What?
He falls, he's just on the ground. The ground is, like, falling beneath them, and they're going into the life stream, and he's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yep,
okay.
He's
but the point is, he's bobbing around like an actual,
he falls
bottle.
Like a cardboard
with, like,
box.
With, creepy-ass creaky noises. Like, it's weird.
The game's really
good. I really like that game.
It's still fun. I didn't really actually play it too recently.
You played it on the PSP, didn't you? Or at least played some of it?
I don't hate 8.
I don't think it is bad. I don't have any desire to play it.
There are fun things about 8 to me, so I don't hate it.
I would play it just to play Tetramaster.
Yeah.
I don't even dislike that game. It's just like, looking back on it and the fact that you can never skip like any of their cinematic stuff, it's like, it's a...
You can't do that in any...
ponderous experience.
Or PS1 ones, though.
Right.
You can't even do that in 10. You cannot skip cutscenes in 10.
Okay, that's
monstrous. None of the cutscenes are that long.
In 8, they're really long.
Not really.
It felt like they were.
You can't skip cutscenes in Destiny.
A modern video game?
That's a game that came out in 2014.
You know, because you want to absorb their unique and interesting story.
Of shoving a robot into electronics.
Can't skip...
get in there.
Can't skip cutscenes in life, man.
Can you skip the credit sequence? Or are you forced to listen to that Paul McCartney song?
I'm pretty sure you can skip that. You actually sort of can.
I took Mercy, they're like, all right, yeah, we know this was kind of terrible.
You can sort of skip cutscenes too, but you have to leave the level before it starts.
I like me some Paul McCartney.
Is this some new stuff?
He recorded an original song for Destiny.
I didn't know that.
It is not good.
Yep. Was it the Kanye joint?
No. Oh, man. I hope Kanye West records a song for Destiny 2. That would be awesome.
They got the budget for it.
Yeah, man. They can make that happen. New releases.
Uh-huh.
Video games are coming out.
Oh.
Guys, I've got more anime if you want it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, bring it, baby.
Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters is out for the Vita, PS3, digital. I'm sorry.
I ain't never heard of it.
Vita and PS3, both physically and digitally.
That sounds like an anime
Let's
game.
See what this game's about. Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters, first released in Japan for PlayStation Vita and PS3, is a visual novel RPG from Arc System Works.
Oh! That sounds like a winner! That sounds like a winner in like a lot of ways!
Gameplay consists of battles and traditional visual novel storytelling where players will be able to convey feelings and desires through the use of five different emotions and senses. Five different emotions!
And senses!
Wow.
Why am I not playing more of these games?
Hold on.
They're getting better.
The game is directed by Shuho Imai, I believe that's how you say that. Oh, the character designs by Chinatsu Kurahara.
Just the name of this game, so I can.
I'm sorry. Out. And the main theme is composed by Nobu Uematsu. Oh. That's the part that matters.
He becomes Chief DJ.
What's the name of the show? Okay, the show, this game.
Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters.
Tokyo Twilight.
We just made a sale.
It's got, bro, this game's probably up your alley. It's got one sort of sexy looking anime lady on the cover.
No, I need a lot.
Two like adorable ish looking anime ladies on the cover.
Okay, okay. A stern man with glasses.
Yeah, and a guy who kind of looks like a Full Metal Alchemist character.
Okay. He kind of looks like Roy slash Hugh.
Yeah, and he's like Roy Mustang and Maze Hughes combined into one dude.
This is like something I can mess with a little bit.
I need your support.
Maybe too persona-y for me, but in the name of a new podcast, maybe I'll have.
Sure. Make that a priority.
I need your book report on my desk.
Yes, I'm.
What else?
Whatever you say, teach.
Exactly.
Be sure to let us all know which one is best girl.
You got even...
It's all that matters.
Guys, I've got more anime for you. Altair... Alchemists of the Dusk Sea is out for PlayStation 3. Doug knew what that was, and I still don't, so...
And some, like, crummy, like, low-tier series that's just been pumping out games because it's got, like, no content and there are girls in it.
Sure. That sounds like a thing that Japan would make.
Know. How am I supposed to know?
I don't know.
I haven't played this game yet. It's new!
I need this information from you, Fro. You are our best girl analyst.
What have I done?
That's your purpose on this podcast.
Yep. Everyone has their niche.
Yep.
Ulterior.
I don't blame you. And I'm not going to read it off. It's too complicated.
I missed the one with the semicolon.
It's got some vowels in it.
Yep.
That was the best one.
Hotline Miami 2, Wrong Number is out for PS4, PS3, and PS Vita. Has anyone here played Hotline Miami other than me?
No.
That game is fucking good. I like that game a lot.
Would not have gotten
it. It's a super crazy violent, like, it's almost a puzzle game, like, functionally, but it's a super crazy violent, like, pixel top-down shooter, kind of.
It's sort of like the old GTA games, but...
Something like that. The whole game is, like, just, like, drug trips strung together with horrible violence. Like, you get up every day,
awesome.
Put on an animal mask, pick up a phone, and someone calls you and tells you to kill people.
So,
and then you go do that in the 80s while, like, bumping club music plays.
You can beat people with bats. You can shoot them.
I want to see a video of that.
Just, like, yeah. You punch them.
It's real good.
The game is nuts.
And apparently the second one's, like, slightly less good or just weirder than the first one. But I still want to check it out. The first game was real great. I liked it a lot.
You did like that game a lot.
And ultimately, like I said, it kind of boiled down to weird combat puzzles where, like, you would get into an area. There would be, like, enemies
clearing a floor.
Yeah, there would be, like, enemies placed in certain spots with, like, certain weapons. So you had to kind of, like, gradually figure it out. Like, all right, I got to bust through this door, like, kill a dude by opening the door, punch another guy to knock him down, and then, like, smash his head into the pavement with my little pixel arm.
This is kind of what does
that.
Pick up
a pixelated shotgun and, like, empty, like, the 16 or so shots that has, like, dude after dude, and then chuck it at a dude to knock him down. Oh, it's great.
Is this on Steam by any chance?
I'm almost positive.
Okay.
It's for sure on PSN.
Yeah, I would guarantee that it's on PC, actually. I think it might have even launched on PC first. I played it on the Vita just because it was fun to play, like, mobily, but...
Yeah.
It's definitely on Steam.
Yeah,
right?
It's definitely... I'm 100% sure it's on Steam. It's real good. It's probably not that expensive. There's the second one, looks like.
I should take notes while we talk about this stuff.
Yeah, I never
remember what games to buy.
Right?
Or just listen to
Let's
me.
See, what else we got on
That's
this list?
Brilliant!
I didn't even call this list. I'm just scrolling through and seeing what looks good.
So you ignore the tabs I opened on your phone.
I couldn't port them all over. I'm sorry. I got some of them. Ori and the Blind Forest is out for Xbox One and PC, and I hear it's really good, but I haven't had the chance to check it out. It was that super pretty looking, like, 2D platformer that they showed at E3 a bunch last year, basically.
Right.
People have said that it's awesome, but I know nothing of it personally.
Yeah.
That sounds real good. Codename Steve is out. Kyle talked about that a tiny bit.
It's got Dr. Venture in it.
Cool.
That's pretty good. And, like, Will Wheaton is Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
I got a street pass from that Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, they sound out of
the That's really funny.
It was weird.
Good for them.
Finn the Human as Tom Sawyer is kind of jarring.
That's quite a voice cast. That's
interesting. Yeah, they got names.
Huh. Cool.
Like, is it Michael Dorn or Roger? Michael Dorn. Worf.
Michael
Dorn?
Yes.
Michael Dorn. Michael Dorn.
Michael
Dorn.
We're talking about two different things.
Don't worry about it.
I'm talking about my president.
One of them is a Klingon.
Yeah.
And the other one is, like...
The other one was in Star Trek, right?
Star Wars, I said.
you did it. Take that, everyone.
Everyone mad.
Right, and then no one left.
It's all I know.
We'll get an email about that.
Sure, yeah, nothing else. F-Zero GP Legend is out for the Wii U. That's a GBA game, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
And I don't really know anything about it.
I think we got it through Ambassador. There was one of those that was based on the cartoon, I think. I don't know if it was that one, but...
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, that's just ridiculous to me.
It was still, like, a pretty okay F-Zero.
If it was the same as the Ambassador one, I seem to remember it was just very much like the original F-Zero.
Mm-hmm. What else? Battlefield Hardline is out if you want to be a cop and kill cops or robbers. Okay, well, this is the game for you.
Ah. I thought those were war games.
Well, they traditionally have been. This one is, like, the one that they're, like, diverging a little bit.
Edgy urban version.
Something like that.
It would be smart of them to distinguish themselves more from Call of Duty.
Yeah,
right?
That's not a terrible
losing
idea.
That battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard, like, kind of middling things about
especially
it.
Especially when their games don't work at launch.
Wasn't that interested in it anyway, but it's out on everything. Xbox One, PS4, 360, PS3, PC.
No Nintendo.
You want that game, you can get it. Let's see. Final Fantasy Type-0, we already talked about that. That's out on PS4 and Xbox One.
Wasn't this released in Japan years ago?
It was a PSP game years ago.
Yeah. They just constantly, every year, it's like, oh yeah, it's coming, we're doing this, and then at some point people
exactly
just gave
up. That's exactly what happened, and then they finally released it this month, basically.
I'm sure somebody lost their mind for it.
Sure, with the Final Fantasy XV demo, so if you want to play that, that's what you have to do. Right. I was on the Xbox Live Marketplace looking at stuff, and it was super deceptive. Like, it had the Final Fantasy XV demo, and, like, on the base store page, it says free, and you click on it, and then it says, like...
if you buy this
comes in a package, and then you click on that, $60. And it redirects you to Final Fantasy Type-0 Day 1 Edition for
$60. Funny. That's hilarious.
I was like, you fucking assholes. God damn
you
people.
Hopes up for nothing.
Yeah. Oh. Oh,
I love deceptive marketing practices.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, America. I have the game of the week for you. Disney's Pixar's Cars for the PS2 is coming out, is now out for the PS3.
Finally.
Wow.
You missed that true classic of video gaming history.
It's in my heart. Number one in my heart.
Is this an actual new game?
No, it's a port of the PS2 game, but it runs on PS3 now.
Oh,
you can download
okay.
it. You can download it and play it on your PlayStation.
I thought you were telling me that they were releasing a new.
No, I wish that would
copy
be awesome.
PS2 game.
Oh, that would be good.
They are in South America.
Yeah, right. They still make like FIFA up to maybe even last year for PS2.
Yeah, they do.
I believe it. Mm-hmm.
And I bet it sells.
Mm-hmm. It does.
The Brazilians gotta buy some.
Yep. Well, yeah, because a PS4 would cost like $900 down there.
Cost their leg, mm-hmm. and maybe their virginity.
Oh.
No one in South America is a virgin.
True.
Factual.
That's a misconception, and you are racist.
Thanks, bro. Fro calling people out.
Mm-hmm. Fruit Ninja Connect 2 is out on the Xbox One.
That sounds horrible.
The thing is, I actually, like, I played it a little bit.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah, I played a little bit of that Fruit Ninja game on the original Kinect, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, a lasting experience.
Right.
It's not a thing that you're going to come back to, like, frequently or, like, play for long stretches of time, but it was about as entertaining as you would expect a Kinect game to be. It was okay. I have no idea if it needs a sequel. I'm guessing it probably doesn't.
Nope.
They made one anyway, so. And this one's got, like, anime people in it.
Of course.
It's got weird 3D characters. Like, I don't know why... Yeah, exactly. I don't know why a Fruit Ninja game needs characters at all, but what do I know?
Like, iOS version has, like, weird people.
Sensei,
yeah.
Asian dude.
There's more. I played
they added.
Ago, and there's, like,
the suite of characters in Fruit Ninja has expanded.
There's a dog, too, I think.
Okay.
Is
sure.
Dog?
I don't think dogs eat fruit, but
best
okay.
dog.
I will be the best dog expert.
Okay.
I don't know. You got some real dog in to do.
This one I'm at least not going to let slip past. Klonoa 2 Dream Champ Tournament is out on the Wii U.
What'd you just say?
Klonoa 2 Dream Champ Tournament is out on the Wii U. There's very little information about it here.
Hmm.
The third Klonoa title for the Game Boy Advance.
Okay,
that's all it says console. Here.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they don't make those games anymore.
They apparently made three of them for the Game Boy Advance.
Why is that one called 2?
That was my immediate thought. I was like, what?
I have no... I'm reading the text. I don't know why. The sequel to Klonoa Empire of Dreams. What does it have to say about that? Klonoa Empire of Dreams places Klonoa in the kingdom of Jilius, where dreaming is prohibited.
No!
Oh, dark.
Who will fight for our dreams?
When he is found guilty, of dreaming, he must defeat four monsters in the kingdom to earn his freedom.
Okay, that sounds like
someone put a
lot of
effort into
Yeah, no kidding. Klonoa's hard as shit, man. He's a convict. He's a felon.
And he's a dream felon.
Well, I mean, I can respect that. I mean, I'm a convict and a felon.
Yeah, I don't know anything about these Game Boy Advance games, but Klonoa 2 on the PS2, like the actual Klonoa 2, not like whatever. That's a legit game. That game's actually a lot of fun.
I know a lot of people like them.
Yeah, it's real good. I know literally nothing about any other game in the series before.
I've heard the first one's pretty good. I've never actually played it.
I'm not sure. Do you know if there's more than one on PS1? On the PSN flash sale they have going on, a PlayStation 1 Klonoa game is on sale for $1, and I bought it. But I'm not sure if that's just the first game or if there were more of them. It's like, I'll spend $1.
Do you remember what the name was?
God, no. I could go look it up, but I'm not going to do that right now. So someday, maybe I'll know if that game's good,
too. It's like the Door to Phantomine.
That might be it.
Is the first
that
one.
That could be
that's
the thing.
That's its tagline.
The Door to Fat...
Made by Namco.
The Door to Pantomime.
Yep.
Klonoa is a lime, I think.
Klonoa.
He's got weird ear hands.
Yeah.
He's like what some a nerd. Cat thing.
He sounds like a monster.
He sounds like
dream monster.
He is
I'll see
a dream
you
monster.
In my dream.
Persea mm-hmm. can get a costume of Klonoa in Tales of Symphonia.
Okay. You did it. Frost is okay.
Title is called Dream Traveler.
Mm-hmm. I need to play the.
No one needs to play any Tales games.
I don't want to play every Tales game.
I don't mind Tales games. I think they're pretty okay.
I like them.
I don't think I'm as into them as either Fro or Lorraine, but I like them all right. They're pretty good. Tales of Vesperia was pretty all right. Tales of Symphonia was pretty okay. That's about all I know of Tales. Mario Party 10 is out. Guys, are you excited
Why
for some Mario
Party?
That game's terrible.
That's going to be our first live stream video game.
Somebody would have to experience. Buy it then.
Oh, that's
right. I was saying, we're committed to someone spending $60 to get it.
That's only like $10 each.
Still the only way, I believe, currently to get the Mario Amiibo, the non-gold one.
Right.
So. I still say we spray paint it.
I'm just going to take a can
silver.
And like,
I'll get this gold.
Silver.
I agree.
Silver's way better. They should have made it silver because then it would be like Metal Mario. The gold one's just. Makes no sense.
Why don't we just make it metallic?
Why don't we make it
the silver
pink
one?
Gold.
Yes,
pink
I'm on
gold
board.
Mario.
Pink gold Mario.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
To go along with his girlfriend. Regular
pink
peach.
Pink old peach is
regular,
regular
peach.
Mario.
A regular.
I've not heard anything really positive about it.
Yep.
I mean,
I've heard some negative things about it.
I'm sure we have, because it's still freaking Mario Party.
Kind of okay.
I'm sure
but,
something's got some fun games.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's Mario Party.
Yeah,
it does not need
while
to be.
We were doing the brackets, was saying the entire.
Everything
system
has been, like, redesigned.
In a kind of not good way.
Yeah, or they changed it.
What do you mean,
it?
In a not good way? The game was already not good.
No,
that
you're, like, all moving as a unit, and, like, one person is controlling, like...
Right.
You
instead
don't
of one,
out
instead of four pieces
board.
On a board, you're one
it's,
piece
like,
on a
it's
board.
It's much less like a board game.
That's really good.
And more dumb.
It doesn't really make any sense.
No.
It's very strange. And then I have two more things that I'm about to shout out. They are both equally important. The first one... Forza Horizon 2 presents Fast and the Furious DLC. Yep.
Whoa.
And then, by this listing, this might mean that they're reissuing physical copies of the game that have this branding on them, which would be incredible. But
that's a crossover that was needed to happen.
Sure. And something.
It hasn't already.
Right.
So, yeah, if you want to drive, like, specifically Fast and the Furious cars in a Forza game, you can do that. You want Michelle Rodriguez to yell at you while playing Forza?
Can I be Vin Diesel?
Why is the new one called Furious 7?
Why is or is not?
Why is it?
Why not?
Because there have been Fast 6.
Yeah.
Was it's Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's the best one.
There's
that
fast
is the
furious.
Only good name.
Well, because it's funny.
Fast 5.
Stupid.
Tokyo Drift is the best.
Is it name?
That movie is amazing. What was 6 called?
Who cares?
Was it Fast
6? It was Fast 6. I think.
Then now it's Furious 7.
Is it going to be Furious 8?
Yeah, why not?
Fast 8.
The thing is, it's not about the driving. It's about how hard shit is now. They're going hard now. They're getting revenge against Jason Statham for killing that Asian guy I forget the name of.
Yep.
So you've seen them.
Oh, you know.
I feel like we've
Why
talked about
you?
This multiple
times.
We have
definitely talked about this before.
Like, you understand.
Them every time they
Oh, my God. From, like, the fourth movie forward, every one of those movies is gold. Your lives are worse for not watching.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry.
And then the other game coming out next week, Bloodborne, is coming out for the PS4, and I want to play it really bad.
I have not played any of those types of games, but I want to.
You should if you're going to get a PS4 anyway this year, why not do it now? Waste money and go buy one and play Bloodborne.
But when am I going to play it? I'm in school.
That's the conundrum. Yeah, I can't
quit school. Yeah,
right.
Drop school. Fuck my job. Fuck
Nerd.
My wife.
Mm-hmm. Play PlayStation.
There's a lot of video games to play.
PlayStation.
You don't have time for a job or school.
Mm-hmm. You barely have time to eat. Get your intravenous food tube and
right.
Get to work.
Plug the Doritos
play them
directly
video games.
Into my veins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still don't actually like. All I know about Bloodborne is that it has guns and it's basically a Souls game, and that's kind of all I need to know to want to play it.
It's a what game?
Like, it's from the original Dark Souls
guy.
Okay,
yeah.
Stuff.
So it's one of those.
It's a hard game, which is cool.
It's like
I've watched you play enough of those games to know I would not enjoy playing them.
I still
it's
would
fun to watch
you
play. You
played
them.
Enough of Monster Hunter that I still
but
would
I
like you
didn't
to see
really
you try.
Enjoy that.
Oh well.
Watching you fail would be amusing.
Justin just wants to laugh at your pain.
No, not actually. Like
no,
I kind of would want to see what you would think of those games after a couple hours, but. I like them. They're good.
Challenging games are very rewarding.
The thing I disliked most about Monster Hunter was the combat, and that's the main part of like
Demon. That's the thing that didn't bother me about that game. It was like everything else.
So together you hate everything.
Nothing redeeming.
Yeah. My opinions aren't necessarily fair to Monster Hunter because there's other stuff in that game that I just don't care about by default. Like I'm not that into multiplayer games like that and. I was looking for it to be something that it's not, so
yeah.
I don't know, it's just not for me.
Yeah, but what about Booty Hunter?
Bloodborne.
Booty
Hunter.
Wow.
Yep. And that's going to do it.
We're
out. Show. Thank you guys for hanging out and talking. And
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. We're all very tired.
I have to poop.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know.
Yep. I went before the show. I prepared.
I didn't have to go.
By the time you listen to this, Phil will have pooped in the long distant past.
You don't know that.
Oh god, he's so backed up.
This is where you're like, you
wow.
took your Buddhist.
Right.
I refuse to.
Nothing will enter or leave my body
strike.
Ever again.
Poop strike.
Oh god.
I bet a poop strike would be somewhat effective.
Oh, that's it. I'm pulling the plug. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you so much
for the next few weeks.
Thank you so much for helping us out with Kickstarter stuff and just for being the best. You can find us at cuberecordinggames.com. Podcast at cuberecordinggames.com is an email address that you could use, maybe. Whatever.
Please email.
And we'll do more of these shows and probably more stuff on the internet. YouTube.com/PowerMittenCollective or just search
Power
for it.
PowerMitten.
Twitch.tv/PowerMittenCollective. We'll have more video on the internet at some point, too. It's going to be a fun, weird, insane experiment.
Us being idiots.
That's true.
If you are a long-time subscriber of our podcast,
you already know.
You probably don't have any respect for us.
You know exactly what
us.
It's going to be like.
Mm-hmm. Yelling.
Yep.
Lots
we'll see you guys
yelling.
Next time.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.